Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God, we're here once again. This is time to meet me at the wheel. Doctor, are you on?
Yes, I'm on, Dr. Hunter. How
praise
are you?
Living God.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. You all right?
Oh, yes, I'm doing very well. I thank God. I praise God for us all coming together again here on the radio station, KSK Radio. This is just truly a blessing that everyone is coming out and meeting us here at the well. We are excited about the movement of the Holy Spirit. We are truly blessed. I pray that everyone that's listening will receive a message and take it and meditate on it and let the Lord bless them. In Jesus' name, I just thank God today.
Amen. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to leave you in charge of it, and I'll put them on as I see fit, okay?
Okay. Praise God.
All right.
Praise God.
Brother Allen,
hey.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Lord, we just thank God today because it's truly a blessing to be here today. I mean, I'm just excited about what the Holy Spirit is doing, what He's doing in our lives. I know sometimes that everybody, you know, have some difficulties and go through some things, but Jesus is real. Amen?
He's real. Amen.
He is real, truly real. Brother Allen, if you don't mind, I would like to ask you to give us a prayer, if you will, and we'll begin.
Amen. Dear God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you under the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to say thank you for another day that wasn't promised to us. Father, everyone that's on the sound of this radio, Father, we pray right now collectively, Father, to a true and living God, the only wise God. Father, we say that you have your way in this radio station, this broadcast, Father. And Lord, bless us right now with your word. Bless us with the anointing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, God, this is your time. We decrease and we let you increase in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, have your way. Oh, God, word us, Father. Fill us, Father, with your word. Fill us with your spirit, your endowment of your spirit, full of the Holy Ghost, Father. And, Father, it's through this faith that we believe, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless every soul that's going to be attuned to this radio station, Father. Lord, touch them right now, Father, that every ear would be open, every eye would be open, every heart would be open to receive the word of God. Father, we ask this here in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Like I said, we want to welcome everyone that's on the radio. We thank God for you. We thank God for you participating and being there listening. If you have a prayer, if you need a prayer, or you want to, you have something to say, please join in with us because we're excited about what God is doing. You know, as I began to listen to some people while I was out talking, I hear a lot of people talking about what is going on in the world and how people have fallen away from the faith of Jesus Christ, you know, and it's just heartbreaking. It's really heartbreaking. And I just want to encourage everybody to stay focused and stay in the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Brother Allen, if you would like to give us that word that God has given you, you start off, and we just appreciate, I want to say this, we appreciate you being so faithful and joining in it, and don't mind giving us a word and others that come on the line. We just really appreciate that.
Amen. Yeah, it's so important for everybody that's on the radio today. You know, it's so important that one of the most important things of our salvation is that we keep our focus on Christ. You know, Matthew 6:33, it said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto thee. But it's important that we recognize that the things that's going to be added unto us, I mean, commodities, things of the world, the stuff, S-T-U-F of the things of the world, you know, that we can't take with us, it's important that we keep our eyes stayed on Jesus. Because when you read Timothy, it talks about all these perilous times are going to be happening. It said it's going to come. when we read about wars and rumors of wars that Jesus was talking about in the gospel, we find that all of these things are just coming to pass, you know. We find that, you know, the divorce rate is up. You find that the children are killing their parents. The parents are killing the children. The neighbors is kidnapping the neighbor. You know, all of these calamities are happening. You know, you hear about all of these young girls being kidnapped. Weeks before that, you hear about this Korean cruise liner, you know, a barge sinking. And weeks before that, you hear about Flight 370 from Korea, you know, disappearing. All of these things are very important for us to recognize that these perilous times are right here upon us in this dispensation of where we're at right now. But
yes,
it's important that we realize that we have to keep our focus on Jesus, no matter what goes on in your life. And if you're not saved and just joining in to the radio station, we want to welcome you to the broadcast tonight. We want to welcome you. There is a word from the Lord. We want to just welcome you to come in, and if you have any questions, if you have a prayer, just feel free to, you know, to dial in that number one so that you can get your prayer through. You know, we want to pray for you. And we're not just saying this here by circumstance because we're on the radio. We want to really pray for you.
Amen.
And we want you to believe that your prayers can be answered, because guess what? The God that we serve, let the sun rise. The God that we serve, the sun is setting right now. That's the same God that we serve. The Bible has told us about the characteristics of God. He says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. That's a never-ending change in God. He doesn't change. Just like the Bible word never changes to suit us.
Amen.
We change it to suit ourselves, but the word of God never changes. It's always there. It's always prevalent. So when you find, if you're just not joining in, this is what we're doing. We're listening. We're reading the word of God to you to encourage your spiritual soul, your natural body, your natural man to grow in the trusting in making Lord Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. This
Amen.
Is what it's all about, for you to understand that you need to be saved. And for the ones that are believers, for them to continue to understand that salvation is always here, ready for us. We're just, if God tarry, the only thing that can stop us, you know, and put us on the other side with Christ is our death. But we're not afraid of death,
Amen.
Because we have the victory.
Amen.
So we want to encourage you to be a part of the family of Christ, not to be a part of a religious cult, not to be a part of a religious group or a denomination of the church name or a big church down the corner, but to have a relationship with Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I want to talk to you today about the anointing. Amen. And if you go to your Bibles, if you go to 1 John, the second chapter, I want to talk to you about verse 20. I'm going to start at the 26th chapter, but I'm going to talk. I'm going to go all the way down to the 27th. At the Lord's will. First John 26 and 27.
Okay.
First John, in the book of First John, chapter 2, verse 26 and 27, maybe 28, the Lord's will. Amen. Just take your time. I want to talk to you about the anointing. See, sometimes people get confused about the anointing, and then it still is a teaching process right here. It's not so much of a preaching, but it's a teaching about the anointing. Because, you know, Jesus said in Isaiah 61, he says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because it has anointed me to preach the gospel. Anointed me. That sealed me. The Messiah, Jesus, is sealed to preach the gospel. Isaiah prophesied about this prophecy. It has been fulfilled now. Amen?
Amen.
So First John chapter 2, verse 26, 27, and 28, the word of God is saying, these things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing, that's where we're at right there, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it had taught you, you shall abide in him. That's anointing.
Mm-hmm.
And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, ye may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. The anointing in this topic right here is talking about a seal. You've been sealed with the anointing of being a child of God. You've been sealed. Because if you're walking down the road, they say, it's something to her. It's the anointing that glows off of all of us, because Jesus put it like this here. You are a light that set up on the hill. I'm talking about the anointing, the seal. See, this anointing that I'm talking about to you today, it not only comes from you being sealed, that you are Christ-like, that you are a child of God, but there's different gifts of the anointing. The Holy Spirit is the one that distributes these gifts upon you. The gift of a prophecy, the gift of speaking in tongues, the gift of dreams, interpretation of dreams, the gifts of visions, all of these here operate through the Holy Ghost, and he gives you the seal of that anointing. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
It's a seal. It's not something, the anointing is not a key, but it's a seal. It's a tool that seals you, like the gift of preaching. You know, you have great preachers out there, and then they can just use one word, and the anointing that the Holy Ghost gives them magnifies that gift that's in him, in the individual.
Yes.
For the believer. It's important that we understand the anointing, and I want you to understand each one of us have a different gift, but the Holy Ghost, he's the one that brings the anointing, the seal in your operation as you allow him to operate in your calling.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost. Amen.
Bless
God. There we go. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I want you to listen to this here, right here. This basically it defines it. It says the outward ritual of anointing with oil signifies the choice of God, the calling of God, and the endowment of power for the specific works, the particular work one, which called to do. The particular work one is called to do. That's what the anointing does. It's a choice. The anointing is the choice of God. God has chose you. Remember, Jesus said it like this here. He said that, you did not choose me, but I have chosen you. So through this choice of being chosen by God, he specifically gives you a gift, and then it's the Holy Spirit that brings forth your gift through the anointing. It means it magnifies it. It goes from, so to speak, it goes from David Banner to the Incredible Hulk, because it's the power of God that's in you. That's what the anointing does. It brings you out of yourself. You know, you may have been once shy, and now when the anointing comes upon you, hallelujah, the anointing magnifies that gift, so you're not shy anymore. Guess what? Who's getting all the glory? God is getting all the glory.
Amen.
Because of the anointing. Amen?
Amen.
Bless God. It's important that you understand what this anointing does when you're a chosen of God, when you've been called out. You're not here. The ones that's on this radio station right now, it's not here by circumstance. It's not. God does not work like that. He's a universal God. And all over the world, you're listening to this radio station, you're listening to this broadcast, and you're listening not by your choice, but it's by the will of God. God has already placed this here in the divine purpose for your life, for my life. Amen.
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 The calling of God, the choice of God, the calling of God, and the endowment of power for the particular one works. Amen. Priests,
mm-hmm.
prophets, kings, anointed, and if they carry out their calling, if they carry out their calling, they are anointed. And if they cannot carry out their calling, they are backslidden from God. If they have sinned or fell short, they receive the curse of God until they repent. And if they
mm-hmm.
repent, they come right back in the original calling and fulfill it works. That's what the anointing does. When you're anointed to do something that God has called you to do, this is what God does. He seals you. But it's your choice. If you backslide from God, God says, I will chasten them as a father chastens his son to bring them back. To bring them back to what? To a repentant state where they can continue to do the work of God through that anointing. Because God looks on the heart. Look at how many times David failed and he repented of his actions. But the anointing, he looks on the
Amen.
Heart. Amen.
Amen.
So this anointing right here in this word, John, if you're just now listening, turn it in. We're in 1 John chapter 2, verse 26, 27, and 28. And I'm going to read it again. It says, these things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you, but the anointing which you have received of him abided in you. You need not that any man should teach you. Now, it's not saying that nobody can teach you, you know, when the anointing comes, because Jesus said ministers here, ministers and teachers through the fivefold ministry to teach the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
See, we all have to get taught.
Yes.
Because that's why he said preachers and teachers in the fivefold ministry. They're here to teach you the word of God. All the anointing does in your life is magnify the agreement of what's being taught. That's what that does. It's the same anointing where you can hear them clearly what they're saying, and the Holy Ghost, it connects with you through that same anointing. That's like iron sharpens iron, so to speak. Bless God. Thank you, Jesus. You need
Amen.
Not that any man should teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things and is true and is not lie, even as it had taught you, you shall abide in him. Don't lose your anointing. It's my encouragement to you. And for the ones that are not saved, once you give Jesus your life, once you truly surrender your life to Jesus, you're sealed as a child of God. And then you have a gift. God gives you a gift, not a worldly gift. He gives you a heavenly gift, a gift so that you can use to glorify him upon this earth. And it's
mm-hmm.
the Holy Spirit anointing that magnifies that gift.
Yes.
You know, there's so many people that has a gift of laying on of hands, but they're not
yes.
operating in that gift because of what? Because of fear.
Amen.
That's so, you know, in every church, the operation, if you look at all these churches, in every church, the operation of the fivefold ministry is supposed to be at work. Every church. I don't care if it's in a house. If you have five people in a house and you're glorifying God, the operation of the anointing distributes the gift as he sees fit. Amen.
Amen.
That doesn't mean that the fivefold ministry would not come in that house or operate in that house, but the Holy Spirit is the one, through his anointing, he gives as he sees fit for the need of what? The people. Of
Amen.
The need of the soul.
Amen.
Yes.
the Holy Spirit is the one that magnified the anointing. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And the 28th verse. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, ye may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. What is that a thing? What, abide in who? Abide in Christ. Abide in Jesus. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in me, you can ask what you will. So the Holy Spirit makes intercessory for you with groans and earnings that you cannot understand. It's the same kind. It's him that magnifies what you're trying to say, and Jesus understands every word. They understand every word you're saying. When you say, oh, Lord, the grievance of your heart has already been understood by Christ.
Amen.
Yeah, that's the anointing. The anointing is the manifold works of the Holy Spirit. The anointing.
Yeah.
It's important. Yeah. You know, I may say this all the time, but you know, I'm just as sincere as I can. It's important that we understand when we do these kind of teaching that we break it down into simplicity that you can understand what the anointing does, the gifts of the anointing, because a lot of people don't read or study a lot, but it really doesn't matter. It's for us to break it down so they can understand what the word is saying in simplicity form, because Jesus, that's what he dealt with. He dealt with people in the simplest form. He gave them parables where in their own environment that they can understand what was going on. And so in this dispensation, what we're doing right now, we're talking to you in simplicity so that you can understand what is this anointing that he's talking about, the anointing of the gift that God has given you to manifest it even more so in your life, so that you can see clearly. Amen. And that's what it's all about. So that you can see clearly, you can operate in your gift. A lot of people, you know, may not know their gift or their calling. But the Word of God tells us that when you see the light, walk you there in it. That means that if you have a gift of praying for somebody and they're being healed, you have a gift of prayer.
Amen.
You have the gift of prayer in that they can be healed. It's anointing that magnified it. If you have the gift of laying on hands, if you have the gift of prophecy, if you have the gift of interpretation of tongues, if you have the gift of interpretation of dreams, those are wonderful gifts. And you may be just sitting down on it. Somebody can stand up in the church and they can tell their dream in a testimony that I had a dream, and somebody in the church can interpretate that dream, and you never know.
Amen.
That's what the Holy Ghost does in the anointing. He makes it so simple, and that's what Daniel did with Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar had that dream, and Daniel prayed. He sanctified himself. But we have Jesus on this side. Jesus and the Holy Spirit—they're loose and free. He's holy. He's loose and free to magnify this here anointing that's on your life. When you love the Lord, when you have given God your all, when you say it's going to be, I'm going to live for Christ and live for Him alone. On this radio station, just last week, the anointing showed up and it showed out.
Amen.
The anointing, that's what He does, and He made it so simple. Everyone that was on this radio station can understand what she was saying. It was simplicity. At the worst, it was the anointing. And so that's what it does. That's what he does. He magnifies the gift that's already in you so that everyone can see. You can see. Man, I do have the gift of interpretation of tongues. I do have the gift of laying on our hands. I do have the gift of prophecy. And Paul was telling Timothy, don't let nobody despise your gift. That gift is precious that God has given you. We're all the same. Just because you may not have the gift of prophecy doesn't mean that your interpretation of tongues is less. Your laying on the hands is less. Your interpretation of dreams is less. They're all important to the body of Christ. Whatever gift that God has given you is all important in the body of Christ. Guess what? We need it now. We need you to operate in your gift.
Hallelujah.
Let the anointing operate, let the Holy Ghost, that the anointing that he gives you operate in your life. And don't be afraid.
Amen.
That's of the devil. Being afraid to operate in your gift is of the devil.
Amen.
Being afraid. Don't be afraid to operate in your gift. When you surrendered your life to Christ and you made the confession of faith, you received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you received a gift.
Amen.
You receive, it may be a gift of servitude, being an usher. It may be whatever it is that you're operating your gift. Don't be ashamed of your gift, because guess what? In heaven, that's people that's operating in that gift just like you.
Amen.
One of them, the Bible says, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord.
Yes.
See, if you're a doorkeeper, be the best. Let the Holy Ghost magnify your gift.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a shoe shine, if you shine people's shoes, well, be the best that you can be. Let the holy anointing be upon you in your operation.
Amen.
Because there's a word in you.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Everyone that's on this radio station have a gift. Every one of us have a gift because we believe in Jesus Christ. We have made him our Lord and Savior. If you have a gift of administration, let the Holy Ghost, through the anointing, magnify your gift. If you have a gift of caring people, bringing food to people, the homeless, let the Holy Ghost magnify that gift. If you have a gift of speaking in the project without a microphone, let the Holy Ghost magnify that gift.
Amen. Thank you,
it's,
Jesus.
It's all for the glory of God.
Yes.
The anointing. The anointing is like this here. When you see, if you've seen the Incredible Hulk, it's like David Banner turning into that green monster. Well, he ain't a monster, but Incredible Hulk. That's what the Holy Ghost does. He magnifies that gift. And you're no more your own. It's just the anointing is flowing through you. You may have the gift of singing, but when the anointing comes, it just magnifies it. That the conviction has been said. This old man went to Carnegie Hall to sing, and this young, pretty girl, she was in Carnegie Hall, and they were singing, and they sung the same song. After the young girl finished singing, the people gave her a standing ovation. How beautiful she sung. Then the old man, he got up there and he started singing the same song. And after he finished, there wasn't a dry eye in the building.
Amen.
Because of the anointing.
Amen.
The anointing takes over. Because guess what? When you're singing, when you're preaching, when you're whatever that you're doing it as unto the Lord. It's the anointing that takes over. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's the anointing that destroys. See, the anointing, the Bible says, it destroys the yoke. See, sometimes fear can be a yoke around you. But when you get your mind focused on Jesus, that you're giving God all the glory, it's the anointing that's destroying the yoke. Even when your enemies are there in the midst of your presence, once you start giving all your mind and your strength as unto the Lord, it's the anointing that starts destroying that yoke, that you're not thinking about your enemies being there anymore because of the anointing. The Holy Ghost, it's no more you anymore. It's him bringing the anointing up out of you. For the ones today that hasn't decided to give Jesus their life, it's important that we give you this opportunity, because I know that this radio station is broadcasting to 11 o'clock, but the serious matter of it is that thousands of people are dying every day, and we don't want to leave this radio station right now at this time without giving you an opportunity to give your life to Christ. You don't have to wait until we get off this radio station to give your life to Christ. This is not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you have an opportunity to give your life to Christ right now in the presence of the Lord. Not for us, but in the presence of the Lord. Because I don't matter. I'm nothing. But God is the one that compels us to give you the opportunity through the anointing of the Spirit so that you can understand that, what if I die in the next 5 minutes? Do I have a relationship with Christ? Give your life to Christ. All you have to do is confess, Lord, I am a sinner. And Lord, please forgive me of my sin. I now confess my sins before you, Lord Jesus, receive me. The Bible says that you say, if you could confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, when you call on the name of Jesus, when you call on him with all your heart, you're saved. When you're saying, Lord, I need you, Lord Jesus, in my life. I want you to be head of my life. Forgive me of my sins. Lord, help me. The Bible says that you're saved. 11 o'clock may not even get here. It may not even get here for me. But as I take this confession, I'm just contending it with all of my heart to let y'all understand. I ain't shame. If shame keep me out of heaven, shame on me. So I'm kicking it out the door. I want to be saved. I want to know that I can go to God in peace.
Amen.
I don't have to worry about what happened today. I don't have to worry about what happened yesterday or the day before. But I can go to God right now in peace that I have given him my life. And that's what it's all about. Being a Christian is all about giving your life to Christ and being a part of the family of God. Because it's God that drew you to Jesus. Because the Bible says it. He says, it's the Heavenly Father that has drawn you to me. No man can come unto me except the Father from heaven which draw him. We've all been drawn on this radio station tonight. But it's important that you understand that the importance of salvation is right there inside of you to receive Christ as Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Nothing else on this radio station matters. The Word of God is so important. It brings a conviction, but it brings you a spiritual feeding to your inner man. But your salvation is very important for you having a relationship with Jesus Christ right now. That means that it's one-on-one. It's between, right now, I can literally say, it's between Kevin and the Lord Jesus. It's between Sister Dolores and the Lord Jesus. It's between Dr. Herner and the Lord Jesus. It's between all of us, individual, and the Lord Jesus. That's what it's all about.
Amen.
It's not about how much money you have. It's not about how great of a job that you have. It's salvation is about you and Jesus.
Amen.
And Jesus. That's what it's all about. And the Bible says that we're helpers of one another. So we're not trying to make this complicated and letting you know. We're not saying big words that you can't understand. We're making it very simple for you to understand the gospel and believe the gospel. Believe it with all of your heart, your mind, and your strength, and your soul. Believe Jesus Christ that he's able, whatever you ask him, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly all that you can ask. And once you receive the endowment of the Holy Spirit with fire, the personal relationship of you, of him being inside of you and abiding in you, you don't want to lose that anointing. You don't want to tarnish anything. You want to do all you can to keep that joy flowing in your life. Because guess what? It is joy. It's joy to wake up in the morning time knowing that the Lord has kissed you with a smile saying, it's time to get up, my beloved. It's wonderful to get down on your knees before you get to bed and say, Father, I really thank you for carrying me through this day. It may not have been like I thought it should be, but Lord, I can just tell you thank you. I thank you for protecting me from that wreck. I thank you for protecting me from the seen and unseen things that I don't see, but you see.
Yeah.
I know the Lord has done that to all of us today. He protected us from things that even if we was in our home, God has protected us from the things that we don't see. You don't know what we eat. That's how great God is. That's how much loving he is for us. And it's through that anointing that seals us, that says in the 28th verse, for us to abide in him. Don't lose your anointing. Abide in him. Abide in the Holy Spirit. Let him abide in you. Because he'll bring all things to your what? Remembrance. When you read the word of God, he'll bring it all to your remembrance.
Hallelujah.
By you abiding in him. If you're struggling with having to forgive somebody, if you're struggling with having to forgive, it's important that you understand that you can ask somebody to forgive. You can ask God to help you forgive.
Amen. That's right.
You can ask God, say, Lord, help me to forgive.
Mm-hmm. Lord, help me to forgive.
The anointing magnifies that. It's through the anointing behind you asking. That everyone that asks, receive. Some people go years without asking for forgiveness or forgiving others of wrongful hurts. But the Holy Spirit, he's the one, he magnified this anointing to help you to forgive.
Amen.
To heal the inner healing, to bring inner healing in your body. The brain in the healing, you know, you can be hurting your mind.
Yes.
That old repressed memory in your mind, the Holy Spirit can help you heal that spot right there.
Oh,
healing in your mind.
Hallelujah.
The anointing, not only does it help you in magnifying your gifts, but it brings inner healing. It makes you whole. Where you were bruised one time inside, by a hurt of a loved one or a hurt of a co-worker, the inner healing of the Holy Ghost, the anointing of him, that's what he does, all of that for you. Not only does he magnify your gifts, but he does all of that, the inner healing, where you couldn't find yourself to forgive one person, and next thing you know, that's happened like that incident never happened. That's the Holy Ghost.
That's the Holy Ghost.
That's what the Holy Ghost does. He heals the inner person, the bruises, the iniquity. He breaks the anointing. The Bible talks about the anointing. The anointing destroys the yoke.
Hallelujah.
You cannot have a yoke on the outside of your life, but you can have a yoke on the inside of yourself.
Come on.
A yoke built in bondage. A yoke built in a generational curse.
Yeah.
Granddad had problems with it. Mama had problems with it. That doesn't mean that you have to have problems with it, because the anointing destroys the yoke.
Mm.
Once you recognize what the Holy Ghost is saying, you need to abide in me, but this thing keeps coming up and coming up and coming up. It needs to be confessed out, acknowledged, and let the anointing destroy that yoke from the inside.
Yeah. Name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
See, the Bible talks about this. It says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a mind of Christ and this thing keeps coming up over and over again, that means that it's not only out, it's not outside, it's something inside that needs to be confessed out, that needs to be broken.
Hallelujah.
The anointing destroys the yoke. It can destroy the yoke. You have a problem with making decisions? The anointing can destroy the yoke of that, where you can make strong decisions.
Amen.
John talks about, he says, I call you the young children strong. Why you're strong? Because you're able to make strong decisions, direct decisions. Amen. And not be a wavery of your decisions.
Yeah.
The anointing destroys the yoke. You have a fear of talking in front of people? Well, that anointing can destroy that. Because when the anointing comes, it's no more you that's up there talking, but it's the Holy Spirit. Jesus has already said about the Holy Spirit, he says, in that hour, don't be thinking what you're going to be saying. Just like now, I'm not thinking what I'm going to be saying because it's not me. It's the anointing that's giving me what to say. It's just whatever he wants to do, let him have his way. I already prayed the prayer of faith. We must decrease, He must increase. And he must increase in our lives so that we can see clearly. A lot of y'all have got the text where I say, watch and pray, stand up on a hill so you can see. It's our ability to let him watch for us as we pray and give him the glory, as we stand on the hill so we can see. We need to see what God is showing us. And God is really talking to us, talking to this world.
Amen.
He's putting people in our paths today. He's putting people in situations where they can come to us and talk to us.
Amen.
He's putting our coworkers in our paths so we can pray for them. Because they know not what they do. Even if you're prosecuted for righteousness' sake, the Bible tells us to pray for them and rejoice that you're prosecuted for righteousness' sake. Why take it laying down? He said, rejoice.
Rejoice.
Yeah, leap for joy.
Hallelujah.
That's what the anointing does. When you're engrafted in the anointing, when you know that you have not done anything wrong, you can say, you know, saying, the Holy Ghost is saying, man, I got joy in my spirit for that. Why am I jumping up? Then you remember, I ain't doing anything wrong. You see it? The Word of God came alive upon us, and he said, through the anointing, he said, leap for joy.
Right.
Leap for that joy.
Yeah.
And if you don't have any joy, the Word of God said, you can stimulate the joy by leaping for joy.
You can just
start leaping for joy, and you can stimulate the joy. Because you understand that, hey, I'm leaping for the joy of the Lord being what? My strength. I'm leaping for joy. I'm leaping up and down because God has been good to me. I'm not just cast down. I may be down, but I'm not cast down because I'm leaping for joy. I recognize who I serve. I serve a true and living God. I serve a God that knows everything about a seed of a tree from planet ground. I serve a God that knows how many fish are in this ocean. I serve a God that knows the calculated notion of one word. I know how many people on this earth. Boom. That's the kind of God that he is. He knows every thought of every person up on this earth, living, coming into this world, going out of this world. He knows all about us.
Amen.
That's the kind of God that we serve.
Yeah.
That's what the anointing does. You start thinking about the goodness of God and all that he's done for you. The anointing say, my soul cried, hallelujah.
Yeah, thank God.
That's when my enemies came up against me. I can still cry out, hallelujah, especially when things didn't go well with me, especially when people take my money. I can cry out, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because the Word of God tells me that the Lord will restore what the crooked one has taken from me. I can rejoice for that. It may not come in ministerial ways, but it may come in my health. It may come in missing me, you know, dodging me from that accident. It may come from all kinds of ways.
Amen.
But I know that God is still on my side. God is still on your side. He hasn't left you. No matter what happens in your family, God has not left you.
Thank you.
If anything, he's trying to get you to draw nearer to him.
Hallelujah.
It is for us to continue to draw near to him. We haven't got there yet. We have not got home yet.
Mm-hmm.
This is not our home. And when you get home, you're going to have a parade. They're going to have a welcome band out there for you. They're going to say, welcome home.
Hallelujah.
You are not home yet. And since we are not home yet, guess what? It's up to us to continue to work. It's up to us to continue to let the Holy Anointing, the Holy Ghost, through his anointing that he gives us in our gifts, and operations of gifts that continue to manifest in our lives because we are not home yet.
Amen.
We are still here, and we are still ambassadors for Christ.
Amen.
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 Bless God.
Hallelujah.
I hope this word encouraged you today.
Hallelujah.
Because God gave me this word today, and I wanted to pray on it, and I've been praying on it and, you know, studying on this word because the anointing is God's choice upon you.
Amen.
God's gift upon you and the work that's performed in you is the anointing.
Yeah.
Bless God. Sister Dolores.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I love that. I love that. First of all, I want to pray this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come presenting everyone on this radio station. We repent not only for ourselves and everyone here, but we repent for the world, Lord God. We're asking for forgiveness.
Hallelujah.
I praise God because They are so needed, Lord. We need to come to you. And, Lord, we ask for forgiveness, Lord God, for the things we have said, done. The whole world, dear Lord God, have sinned against you. We repent, dear Lord God, of the things we have said, known and unknown, Lord God. And, Father, we thank you for hearing us tonight, each and every one of us on this radio station. We thank you, dear Lord God, for hearing us when we call. And, Father, I thank you for bringing us together in unity, Father, and I pray and ask that you keep us in unity, dear Lord God, praying for one another and praying for the world, dear Lord God, which have gone astray. In Jesus' name, amen. But I love that word. I thank God because the 27th verse says, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. That is a powerful message. That is just powerful within itself. Amen? Because when the Holy Ghost speaks, you don't need to ask nobody nothing. When the Holy Ghost speaks, when he tells you something, when he teaches you, you don't have to go and ask nobody what this means. Amen? We don't have to be like Nebuchadnezzar when he has to get somebody to interpret it. When the Holy Ghost, we don't have to go and ask somebody. We don't have to have nobody to interpret it for us. I can remember myself praying because there were some things I didn't understand. And so I meditated on it, and I prayed to God, and I told him, Lord, I don't understand. But when he gave me an answer, when the Holy Spirit spoke, hallelujah, I didn't have to go and ask nobody what that meant. But it doesn't that like Evangelist Allen said, there's pastors, preachers, and teachers, but there are some things only the Holy Ghost can open your mind up to. There's some things that he can get your attention on that nobody else can get your attention on. They can preach and teach and tell you, but if the Lord doesn't open your mind to it, guess what? Mm-hmm. You still won't get it. They can preach all day long, but when the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Father.
Bless God.
I thank God because the Holy Ghost is powerful, and he speaks to us through our spirit, which is connected to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit teaches us everything that he hears from the Father. Amen? We just give God the glory for that, for staying connected. We got to stay connected. Amen?
Amen.
We just give God the glory tonight. I thank God.
Amen.
You know, because so much happening in the world and people are falling away from the true doctrine. So much is happening. I was heard of a lady today. I was watching news who was trying to drown her children. Don't they know Satan is a dangerous thing? If you don't get connected,
you better say it.
Right. Come on. If you don't get connected in this day and in this hour, get connected to Jesus Christ, you're going to be lost. Satan will
come
and tie your house up, your children up, and everything else. You got to get connected. And God has blessed each and every one of us on this earth. He has blessed us. Everybody that's here on earth is blessed to be here. Amen? Because you didn't have to be here. So we need to get connected. And so... As we get connected to him, then we can come connect. We can get together in unity and begin to pray for one another, begin to pray for this nation because it's so needed. People are lost. Whole families, just not nations, are lost. And it's so sad. It is really sad to this day. It's really sad, you know. And when I look out and see things happening everywhere, you know, the music world, the TV shows, the commercials, and everything is corrupt. So people got to get connected. We need to get connected and stay focused. We got to stay focused because there's so much happening. We need to meditate. We need to get connected to the Word of God. Get connected to people, to the people of Christ, so that in this day and hour, you can have somebody that you can call upon. We know we can call upon Jesus, but sometimes we need a body to talk to. We need somebody to talk to. We know we can call upon Jesus, but we call upon him all the time. We meditate all the time. But there comes a time when you would need a fleshly body to talk to. Sometimes you just want somebody to talk to, amen? And so
amen.
We need to focus and we need to get connected,
right.
You know? And so as we exercise our gift and that anointing, as we exercise these, then they become more and more and more. Because we don't want to share what we have with other people. We don't want this just for ourselves and just for our household, for everybody, even the nation.
Yes, amen.
Satan is busy in this hour. He is busy. He is busy. Every time you look up, there's robbing, stealing, killing. And that's what he does. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. You know, in verse 28, and now the children abide in him. These children are not abiding in anybody. They're not even paying attention to the parents.
Preach.
So who are they abiding in?
Come on.
Who are they abiding in this day and hour? They got to be abiding in something, but it's not Jesus Christ. So they're abiding in something. They're abiding in someone, and it's Satan. And they don't even know it. They're living in darkness. They don't know it until it's too late. Sometimes it's too late.
Amen.
So that's why the word needs to go forth. That's why we need to die there. Because people are literally children. These are children dying, robbing, stealing, killing. I mean, that's Satan's, that's the robbing, stealing, and killing. That's what he does. That's what he comes from. And that's what he's trying to do. That's why it's so important that we as believers began to come together in unity, began to pray, and began to seek God, and began to teach and pray for others. Because people are being lost in this day, and some people have fallen away from the true doctrine, and some hadn't known it at all. And the little bit they had, Satan snatched that before they could get it good. So that's why it's so important for us to come together and begin to pray. And we're not speaking these words proudly, and we're not highly of ourselves. We're speaking it because we belong to Jesus Christ, and the knowledge that we have come from him and belongs to him. And we're thanking him for that, thanking him, because he has blessed us with it and blessed us to share this word, this bread with everyone else that we come in contact with, that he placed in our way. Amen? So I just want to thank
Amen.
Even the people, the drunks can get together, and they're happy drinking. We should be, as Christians, getting together and happy and stirring one another
yeah.
up. That's what we should be doing. You know, sometimes ask Christians on the street, and they won't even speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wonder, you know.
Amen.
You know, and so we as believers, true believers. I'm talking about true believers now. I'm talking about true believers. Because true believers, we can't afford to let each other fall by the way. We can't, because there's too much work to be done. Too much work to be done. And every time we turn around, something is happening. Somebody is sick. And like Brother Allen said, people have a gift of healing in their hands, but they won't lay them because of fear. That demon, see, we're fighting against principalities in high places, that top ranking demonic being called principality. He's a chief demon. You know,
Amen.
I was reading the passage, I have to say this, as I was reading the passage in Daniel 10 and 12, the prophet is informed by Gabriel that a principality of the Persians had hindered his arrival to Daniel for 3 weeks. This thing can hinder things from you. And he had to call upon the Lord. He had to call upon my, he needed some help. Sometimes we need to summon the archangel Michael for some help. We need to summon that up. We need some help sometimes. We need some help. So we need to call upon each other. We need to call upon the archangel. We need to call. We need to not to be afraid and say, we need some help. Come help me. Pray for me.
Amen.
We need it.
Yes.
going on? Eat it. Let's stay focused. As Evangelist Allen said, let's stay focused. Let's stay praying for one another, praying for this nation. In Jesus' name, we need to do that. We need to do it. Man, I tell you, God is so awesome. Tonight, I just thank God for what he's doing and what he's about to do, because he is an awesome God. I thank him for opening up our understanding. I thank God for the gift that he has given us. And increase us more, that we may go forth and do his will. His will.
Yes.
More.
Amen.
Less of us. Less, Lord.
Yes.
Less of us.
Amen. Yes.
That we may go forth and do his will. And then I pray and ask the Lord for everyone on the rest. Get those who are true believers. I ask the Lord, give us that Holy Ghost boldness, that we may back down, that we may go out and do what you call us to do. If we're supposed to be laying hands, let us lay hands. If we're supposed to pray, let us pray. Whatever it is that you call us to do in this day and this time, I pray and ask God to give us that boldness, that we just walk in it.
Yes.
And just do what he
is calling. Yes.
Hallelujah.
I praise God.
Hallelujah.
For it. Thank God that his will, because it will be done with us or without us. His will be done. I thank God that we are following his will. I thank God for choosing us in this. I thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God. We didn't choose him. He chose us even from the very beginning. And I give God the glory tonight for that. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for Jesus. As we go tonight, we just want to give God all the glory, because he is so good to us tonight. We have had an awesome time this week. God has blessed each and every one of us. I know he has, because we're here again on the radio sharing with one another. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So we just thank God and give God the glory for that. But, you know, as I was looking out at the young lady in Dallas, Texas, that tried to drown her children, and then her young son came in and stopped her, I thank God for that young son. I thank God. I really do. I thank God, because she could have. And see, people don't understand demonic depression. They don't understand it's a demonic depression. And when you open the door to that thing, when you open the door to it, he come in and he have all sorts of things going on.
Yes.
And depression is something else. That's why you cannot, when you find yourself depressed, you better get with some true believers. Find your true. If you don't know where they're at, ask God. He'll show you. He'll show you where they are. Because that demonic depression is nothing but the work of Satan.
Right.
He can't kill you, steal you, and destroy you in one way. He try another.
Right.
And that demonic depression, and you can get on pills, you can get on whatever, but if you don't come to Christ, depression will kill you. It will literally kill you along with the pills you're taking. It'll kill you. So we got to get to Christ.
Because
that's what's going to save you. That's what's going to keep you from depression. And that demonic depression, that woman killing your children, come on now, you done carried for 9 whole months? You know that's nothing but a demon. You know, so I just pray for those who are depressed in this hour. I pray for those who are depressed. I pray and ask God to deliver them, heal them, and set them free. I pray against that demonic depression. Because we're not fighting against demonic depression. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. This is spiritual in high places. And it come to kill, steal, and destroy. So we just need to get connected and stay focused. Amen? Brother Allen, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
With Sister Dolores, she's right on time for bringing this here to light about this is not a flesh and blood war that we're fighting. You know, this war started way back in heaven. The first war that's ever been recorded in the history of saying that there was war in heaven.
Yeah.
And Satan and his angels fought against Michael and his angels and prevailed not. So if they mm-hmm. cannot prevail in heaven where we can't see where are we going, guess what? Mm-hmm. They were cast down to this earth right now. Now, we see a different war going on. We see a war of destruction.
Yes,
Jesus has stated that the devil's intentions for the human race that God created with by his own hands is to steal, kill, and destroy. Those three characteristics are very important for us to understand, especially the ones that are not saved that's listening to this radio station. You may be going through some things. You may be wanting to seek Jesus, and you have you're claiming your salvation, but you have incidents in your life where you may fall off the wagon. You know, you may fall off the wagon going and do some crack or drinking or fornication. You may fall off the wagon doing things that are contrary to the knowledge of God, yes, so to speak, because I don't want to limit anything of what you're falling and doing through these strongholds of life. But I want to encourage you this here. Get up. Repent and get up. Just because you have fallen off the wagon 10 times, 20 times, 100 times, my encouragement to you is get up, repent, and keep going. Keep seeking the Lord. And then you ask, after you repent, ask the Lord to help you. This walk of life that you're listening to a person right now that has fell off the wagon in my younger Christian days, that I repented of, and I would ask the Lord, Lord, I would come back home, and I'd get on my knees, and I'd say, Lord, help me. I'm making it personal that you can understand that this is a personal matter. It was between me and the Lord, and I made it personal, and I'm bringing this to light to you, that in this Christian walk, I wasn't always like this here, but I struggled in my Christian walk, and I asked the Lord to help me. Come on, man.
Amen.
And when I asked him to help me, he helped me.
Amen.
And days went by, weeks went by, years went by.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is that you need to, if you're struggling with something, you can get yourself together with somebody. You can call me. You can call any one of us. You can call this number. Dr. Herner will give you my number or whatever, you know, or he'll pray for you. But you start believing what you're praying because God is able. But if you're falling off the wagon, if you haven't made up in your mind that the devil is lying to you, saying that God will not forgive you of your unpardonable sin, you probably did something very immoral. But get up, repent of it, and run to Jesus. Because guess what? All of us, all, mean A-L-L, all of us was prepared to stand before that great throne of judgment. All. We're going to have to stand individual before that great throne. The Bible tells us that. So why am I going to be worrying about what people were saying and not get it right with the Lord right now? Because
Amen.
If you're planning on meeting Jesus after you die,
Amen.
If you haven't got your life right with him, you're going to miss out.
Amen.
Don't miss out on your salvation behind pride. And don't miss out on your salvation behind fear. God is not the author of fear. That's the devil. So the things that you may be struggling with, hey, give your life to Jesus, repent of it, and go on. Because the devil's intention is to steal, kill, and destroy you. And if he can't destroy you, guess what? He'll steal your joy. He'll make it hard for you and your surroundings. He'll put you in a project area and that you'll think that I'm just going to be here. I'm relying on the government. I'm relying on that chick once a month. But the devil is a lie.
Amen.
Your life is in God's hands. And God
Amen.
Is in the business of this here. God is in the business of blessing.
Hallelujah.
He said this here, Beloved, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. That means that God is in the business of prospering you, not
Amen.
Only through the natural point, but more importantly, through your soul's nature. Your soul needs to be built up through the word of God. Beloved, that's what he called. You well beloved of the Lord. You're not on this radio station for nothing.
Amen.
You didn't turn on to this radio station for nothing, y'all.
Amen.
God is you are well beloved of the Lord that created this earth. You're well beloved. After all, he created us in our image. No, we may not all be doing what we've been called to do for the Lord, but guess what? Repent. Give
Amen.
Your life to Christ. Call somebody. Call a true believer. You may know somebody. If you don't know nobody, call me. We'll pray. Fellowship in the Word.
Amen.
Because the Bible tells us that we're helpers of one another. Because this is not a war that you can fight with a gun.
Amen.
You shoot all
Amen.
You want, but it's not going to work. It says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this present world, wickedness in high places, spiritual wickedness in gross darkness. It can be bright in the sun in the noontime, but it's still a dark world. And the enemy still wants to steal, kill, and destroy you. And if he can't get to you, he'll get to you from your children. If he can't get to you, he'll get to you from what you love the most. His job, he knows everything about us. He knows the human race. Satan has cards that he haven't even used on his deck for you.
Amen.
But he keeps dangling the same old card to you every day. Say, oh, yeah, they're going to fall. They didn't fail many times behind it. Last time it took 30 days. I'm going to try 31 days. I'm going to try 40 days. I get it at 40 days because I know at 40 days they're going to fall, dangling the same old lure out there. And guess what? You're going to bite that lure, and it's going to get caught up in your jaw, and you'll find yourself caught.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's why when I first started this message today, I was saying something like this here. You must stay focused.
Yes.
It's important that you recognize where this thing come from, what the situation you set yourself into, and the way to get out of it. The way to get out of it is always this here way. Keep your eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
When you keep your eyes on Jesus, just like Peter was walking on the water, as long as he had his eyes on Jesus, he never sunk.
Amen.
And it's the same way with us. If we keep our minds on Jesus, guess what? The Bible says he'll keep us in perfect peace. If we keep our eyes on Jesus, guess what? He said, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I am with you. I don't have a gun to comfort you. I have my rod and my staff to comfort you. God don't need a gun.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, dude.
He don't need a gun. He don't need a bazooka. He don't need an atomic bomb. He don't need a nuclear bomb. He don't need all of that because God is the bomb. The Bible says that about God. He said there is bomb in Gilead.
Easy.
He's everything that we need. He's everything that we need. The disciples, once they were walking with Jesus, never lacked for anything. So what I'm saying is, and it's encouragement to you is to understand that this here, keep your eyes on Jesus, and as the Holy Spirit leads you, as you're listening to the Holy Spirit, the anointing destroys these yokes that so easily would befell you. Because they're easy. They're not difficult.
Yeah.
They're very easy. They're subtle things. They got something called out there. They call it a gradualism spirit. It gradually comes up on you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go to the liquor store in order for somebody to bring you liquor at your house.
Amen.
You don't have to go down to the club in order for somebody to lure you to do something wrong. Because
right.
It'll come to your doorstep. It'll come before you. You don't have to be having a spirit of lust in order for somebody to walk by and try to lure you into that lust.
Wow.
You don't. Because the devil's job is to kill, steal, and to destroy you. That's his job. And the more you keep your eyes stayed on Jesus, the more Jesus is saying this here, draw near to God. When you draw near to God, you resist the devil. You have to flee from you. Why? Because you have made a choice to draw near to God. Your actions say, I'm drawing near to God. Your mind is saying, I'm moving towards God. And he who controls the mind controls the body. Your body cannot tell your mind what to do. Your mind is saying, I'm drawing near to God. I'm not going to think about those kind of things. I'm going to place myself in a covering of safety.
Hallelujah.
There is a hiding place.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm gonna go up under the Ark of the Covenant.
Okay.
I'm going under the shadow of the Almighty.
Yes. Abiding.
There is a hiding place.
Yes.
And there is my seal. The
yes.
hope of the hope is thy word.
Hallelujah.
The Bible in Psalms 119 and 114, it says, thou art my hiding place.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be your home, but guess
Come
what?
On.
When you get down on your knees, you're in
Thanks.
The hiding place of the covenant of God.
Yes, Lord.
God
Thank
has
you.
Always have a hiding place. The Bible talks about this here, my brothers and sisters. He says, he'll cover you like a hen cover a chick.
Yes, Lord.
He'll cover you.
Yes, he will. Thank
God
you.
God is my shield and my refuge. He's a very
yes.
present help. He's everything
yes.
to you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
But what we have to understand is that you cannot fight the devil in a natural standpoint of view. You'll lose because he's not fighting that way. He's fighting you from your mind.
Yeah,
it's spiritual warfare. He's fighting you with his. He's fighting you right there in your mind. The battlefield of your salvation always is starting in your mind, because when you have, but when you take out the mind of Christ, you can recognize what's coming to you, because the Bible says we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ, and so since we have this mind of Christ, anything that's negative coming to us, we're able to recognize it and take it into captivity to the obedience of God. That means that you have denounced it. Don't just say, I'm not going to think about it, but denounce the devil for where he is.
Right.
Denounce him. Oh, don't be
Jesus.
Just saying, well, I'm not going to think about that. You got to denounce that devil. His job is to always lure you from thinking about Jesus.
Yeah.
Because if he lures you from thinking about Jesus, guess what he's doing? He's drawing you away to his side.
Come on.
He's giving you something. You ever wonder, and I'm gonna cut off after I say this. You ever wonder that you're down on your knees and you're praying and you're giving God all thanks, and all of a sudden something else comes in your mind, like, for instance, Bernie Fight, Andy Griffin Show, Leave It to Beaver. I'm just playing something up like that. You ever wonder why things come like that? Because the devil has penetrated your thoughts. He's infiltrated your thoughts. It's just that simple.
Amen.
Just that simple.
Amen.
Because you were down there giving God thanks, and all of a sudden, the devil's just, you start thinking about something other than the Lord. You had a breach in your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Lord's. Go ahead.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. You know, Satan come in many different ways. He come in ways that that sometimes we're not even thinking about. Like you said, you can be sitting reading your Bible, and all of a sudden a picture sure come in your mind. You start thinking about other things. He disguised himself. He come in chiefly. He come in many disguises. You have to be aware of the devil's. Of the devil's attacks. We have to be aware of him. The devil comes, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And they're ranked. They're ranked. The word powers, evil offices of darkness is called powers. The word powers comes from the Greek word exeus, which means delegated authority. These demons, they operate invisibly in governmental centers such as national governments. And they come to take over. They come to take over. And we all have to be aware. That's why so much is going on in the earth, because a lot of people are not paying any attention. They're not paying any attention to what's going on, even in their homes. And Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And when he does that, he comes and take over. He just takes over. Even when this woman was had this infirmity for 18 years. That was a demonic spirit. People are not recognizing these demonic attacks. They think when something happens, oh, well, I better rush over here to the doctor and get me some depression pills, or I'm oppressed. But get Jesus. get Jesus. Because if you get Jesus, you got more than enough. You got
He's
more than enough. He is the way, the truth and life. He is the way. These demonic spirits, rulers of the darkness, is translated from the word cosmocrator, which means to seize and take hold of governments of the for the sake of darkness and evil. They come to take over, and people are not recognizing what's happening. I was speaking to a lady today, and she was talking about her children and her grandchildren. She said, you know, she said at her church, she said most of the people are homeschooling now because the schools have gotten so bad. And I know some of you, I don't know if all of you saw on TV where Hempstead was on the news for so much different stuff, the schools. And, you know, this is the work of Satan. Satan is coming in, and he's destroying the minds of these children. We got television, we got the iPods, we got the internet, we got all sorts of things that are getting into the minds. He starts with the mind. So if he can get your mind wrapped around these things, guess what? He'll get you to doing all these things, some of these things that's being exploited out on TV. So we have to be aware of what's going on and teach it to our children and children's children. That's why when we look out and we see so much going on, we as Christians know what's happening. We know that Satan is at work. And we have to come against it. We have to pray. And I wish that more people would recognize what's going on and not say, oh, well, you know, he or she just bad and this and that. Satan is at work, and he's real. We're not fighting this thing against flesh and blood. This is against principalities and high places. And we have to recognize that. And we have to come against it and begin to pray because we can't fight against something we can't see. How are you going to fight something you can't see? I know a lady told me one time, she said, yeah, I wish Satan would come just stand in front of me. I would beat him down. I said, that's why I'm fighting against flesh and blood. Of course he know you'll beat him down. He's not in, you know, we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're not. Principles in high places, you know, and the word cosmos has to do with arrangement of order. The rulers want to take over the offices of government, the legislature, and the court. And guess what? That's what they're doing. They're taking over. They're taking over. They're taking over any little thing. Every time I hear a law being made, I think about the Pharisees. Added 250 more laws to the law and couldn't keep the 10. What are all these? And everybody's breaking them. Every time they make a law, they're breaking it. They're breaking these laws. Why are they still making laws and they're being broke? They said, don't drink. And now everybody, not everybody, but a lot of the people are getting on the highways drunk. They made a law for that. They made a law for this. They got a law for everything. They're going to have a law for cutting toenails in a minute. You know, they got a law. Everything. And all these laws that they're making are not working. Mm-mm. What they need to get back to is prayer. That's what they need to get back to. Need to get back to prayer. There are spiritual forces of wickedness. Spiritual hosts of wickedness in the Bible. Literally means spiritual fakeness. They're fake. It's fake. You know? And it comes from a word Pornography, from which is fornication, pornography. And we see so much of that on TV. They were talking about it today on the news, where now they have cartoons with half naked creatures on, you know, half naked cartoons. And so this is the work of Satan, because he want to get the mind of the kids. And not just of the kids, some of the grown-ups, too. He starts with the mind, as Evangelist Allen said. He starts with the mind. He starts in a mindset. So if he can get you to picture that, he began to work with your mind. And for long, people are robbing, stealing, kids, doing all sorts of things. I mean, you know, and like I said, we have to come together and begin to pray about these things because it is real. We know, as Christians, we know it's real. And so That's why I just thank God for bringing us together to know and to pray for one another, because it's such a time right now, and it's needed. It's so needed. It is so needed.
Amen.
Ask if anybody have a word, have a prayer that they would like to share.
Yeah, I think right now that I think we need to pray, before we go forward, and pray for the ones that want to come on, and if they have anything, if they need prayer or anything, we want to pray that that the Lord would rebind the works of the devil that brings them a office of fear, a presence of fear, to not to speak out in their own situations. Like I said before, you that's on the radio, we're not here to ridicule you about your fears, about what you want to pray for. We're here to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Through all that we're going right now, we want to help you. It's not something that we're not saying lightly. We're saying this here from the seriousness of our heart. We want to help you. There's things that's going on in your life that somebody else need to know, a testimony that God can bring you out. You got to know that the God that we're talking about and we're going to be praying to is able to do, the Bible says, I didn't write it in there, he says he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or think. The
mm-hmm.
devil can't promise you that, but God can promise you. If you're asking for a job, God can give you a better job than you ever wanted. Matter of fact, he can bring it to you where you're right around the corner. You don't even have to take your car to work. You can just walk. You can skip to the loo, my darling, to work, giving God all the glory. I'm saying, that's what I'm saying, able to do exceedingly abundantly of all that you can ask or think. That's why it's important that we tell you this here about, don't be in fear about, man, they're going to think bad of me. They got my phone number. It ain't all about that. It's about helping one another, being there for one another. Because guess what? The bottom line is this here. We're all up on this earth. There's not another earth. And we're all trying to get to heaven. We're all trying to get to where Jesus is. And we're all trying to build a relationship, individual but collectively, with one another to get to where Jesus is. Because if the Lord tarry, then each one of us is going to get out of here. We may not all get out of here at the same time.
Amen.
I just got a call this morning about a friend of mine, Reverend Lamford. He passed away 2 weeks ago. And I called his wife today, because I didn't know. Gave my condolences to the family. So, the Lord is calling people into the house. They're calling them home, and so we want to be ready. We want you to be ready. We want you to be encouraged. We want you to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen?
Amen.
I'm asking you, the true believers, I'm asking you to join in agreement with me according to the word of God in prayer. It's not going to be a long drawn out prayer. We're going to do it exactly how Jesus said. Father, in the name of Jesus, you have told us in your word to pray for one another. And Father, it's in your son's name that's sitting right on the right hand side of you. We're praying for one another right now, Father. We're praying that you would intervene on their life and on our lives, Father, not according to our will, but, Father, the thoughts that you think towards us, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give us that expected end. We're praying for that prayer right there. And we're doing this in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we're praying for the souls that don't know you and the part of their sin. Father, we bind the devil according to Matthew 18 and 18. We bind the works of the devil, every unclean thing, every unrighteous thing, every unholy thing. We bind it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we loose the angel that's encamped about them, according to Psalms 103 and 20, in the name of Jesus, that this angel may excel in strength, hearkening unto the voice of the Lord thy God. And, Father, we ask this in the name of Jesus, that your will may be done, that you may draw them to your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
That's the word of God.
Amen.
Now we want to open up the lines for anyone that wants prayer.
Amen.
To step up. Dr. Hunter, are you there?
Yes.
All right. It's on you. Whoever opened up that line, let them call. We want to give this line open so that we can pray for you, individual. See, sometimes, when you're thinking about the Our Father's Prayer, Well, that's a general prayer for this day. That's why it says, give us this day our daily bread. But when you're fighting the devil, sometimes it takes specific prayers to pray.
Amen.
Check it out. If your calf muscle is hurting, I don't want to pray for my leg. I want to pray for my calf muscle. It's attached to my leg, but I know where the pain is coming from. It's in my calf muscle. Now if I got an earache, I don't want to pray for my head. I want to pray for that earache.
Amen.
Specifically, in the name of Jesus.
That's how we do this.
My prayer tonight is that y'all pray for me in a tripartite. Three parts. Pray for me, with me, by me, that I might do what God has called me to do, that I might be obedient, that I might love God more than I do with this mankind. May that my heart be open to what God wants done. I've met a lot of people. I see a lot of people. Much work is to be done. I need your prayers. Will you pray for me, Lord? One of us on the line, will you pray for me?
Yeah, we're going to pray. We're going to pray right now. See, the Bible talks about this here touching in the green. It says one can put 1,000 to flee. Two can put 10,000. That's biblical mathematics. The world has nothing to do with that. It can't even understand that biblical mathematics. But, Father, I'm asking everyone in this prayer that pray for just touching the green as we're praying. Reverend Hunter, he has made his request known. And so we're going to pray in that prayer, the prayer of faith.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. Father, we lift up Dr. Hunter right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, for prayer that he has already asked, Father, he has made it specifically, Father, that your will be done in his life. Father, he has made it specifically, Father, what his intention is for this radio station, Father, to love you with all his heart, his mind, and his soul, that he would put you first in everything, that he would do a Proverbs 3:5-6. In everything that he do, Father. And, Father, we acknowledge this prayer right now. We stand in agreement with this prayer right now, Father. And, Lord, we loose the angel that's been kept about him, Father, that he will have the discernment between clean and unclean, holy and unholy, righteous and unrighteous, Father, that he may give you, that you may give you all, Father, himself to you, Father. And you, Holy Ghost God, will abide in him and manifest yourself in him and lead him, Father, and guide him. We ask this prayer with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless. God bless everyone. This is Prophet Sunday. Amen. I do have a prayer request tonight. It was brought to my attention last night. A young fella that his mom and her girlfriend were taking advantage of her own son. And that's my prayer request tonight, that it would be no scar, no pain, and God would heal every wound for both parties. And that God, I heard Pastor Dolores talk about the young lady that tried to kill her kids. See, the demons are manifesting themselves. That's what they're doing. And they're looking for Jesus. They're looking for the Jesus in each and every one of us to call them out, to pull them out of that place. And we have to be in the right position.
Yeah.
And I thank God for her son, that he was in the right position to pull them out. And that's what we got to be. We got to be in the right position to pull them out when they come. That's what the demon did. He cried. He came to Jesus. He met him on the shore. And he says, Jesus Christ, what would you have to do with me? And Jesus asked him, who were you? I'm legions of many.
Yeah.
And forbid. No, the legions, they want to be released. Forbid us. They want to be free. Forbid us to go into those wines. Okay.
Yeah.
But look at the same thing, the scenario. The young lady, she took her children to the water.
The pigs were cast into the water. See, we got to get to the roots of these things.
Yes.
There's so many things that we're not pulling down or uprooting and throwing down.
Yeah.
We have the power to do that. My people, which was called by my name, was humbling themselves. Turn from their wicked ways. Seek my face. Repent.
Yeah.
And then I shall hear from heaven and I shall heal the land.
Yeah.
We got to be so in tune with the Holy Spirit. And because we don't see, y'all talked about it, that the warfare is not carnal.
Yeah.
It's a spiritual thing. And because we can't see, these things, guess what? We're not praying about these things.
Come on.
But these things are happening. And that's why we have to be in tune with the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
How do you want us to operate, Lord? How do you want us to move? What do you want us to say? What do you want us to do? Our mindset should be always in tune with our Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah.
You woke me up this morning. What direction?
Yeah.
What do you need me to intercede? What do you need me to do, God? What do you need me to do? The greater work.
Mm-hmm.
The greater work.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if you start looking, you talk about looking at TV and looking at the news, I'm telling you, you can look at some of these news reporters, and if they turn the wrong way, you can see that demon manifest itself right there on TV.
Show, right?
Come on, Jeff.
Yeah. Right.
They are manifesting themselves. They let you know, I'm here. What you going to do? What you going to do? You say you got the power. What you going to do?
Yeah.
But at the name of Jesus, every demon got to flee.
Yeah.
They got to flee.
Yeah.
And we got to call on Jesus more and more and more. And I'm not just praying for that little boy and his mama and that woman. But I'm praying for every little child.
Hallelujah.
In that situation.
Yeah.
Have your way, Jesus.
We want to pray when things hit home.
Yeah.
We got to begin to increase our faith. We got to stop saying, can you pray for me about this? Can you pray for me about this? Those are the times we go into our secret closet with God ourselves and say, Lord, lift me up. But we got to start coming together corporately. Two or more.
Yeah.
Whatever we touch and agree and ask in his name, it shall be done.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's where our mindset should be at.
Yeah.
There's so much chaos and so much stuff going on in the world.
So yeah.
We have a lot to pray about.
Yeah.
A lot to pray about.
Yeah.
Let us be about our Father's business. He don't sleep nor slumber. We got to be firm. He's going to be firm about his business.
Amen.
Bless God.
Hallelujah.
This is the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. We do. We need to be about our Father's business. There's so much going on that we need to keep prayer at our lips at all times because so much is going on in the world, like you say, with those children. And it's so sad, but we come against that. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against that, against those demonic spirits, dear Lord God, that are invading people's homes, dear Lord God. We bring those burdens to you, those wounds, dear Lord God. We bring them to you right now in the name of Jesus, dear Lord God, that you may heal, deliver, and set them free, dear Lord God. We know that Satan is the accuser, Father, in the name of Jesus, that keep bringing these things to memory, dear Lord God. But we bind it, dear Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask them that you heal them, dear Lord God, and let there be no remembrance, dear Lord God, of these wounds or hurt, dear Lord God, that has come upon their family, dear Lord God. Father, we thank you for hearing us tonight, dear Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you know what is needed in their homes. You know what they need, dear Lord God, and you know how to deliver them, heal them, and set them free. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
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 Sister Linda was just like, she was right on it. You know, we could come into agree and you know, it doesn't have to be on the time, you know, on the radio. We can come through the middle of the day on conference calls. I'm sure that every one of us have a phone that can go conference call. You know,
amen.
That we can go, we can get this thing done, you know.
Amen.
You know, I have people on my prayer that we pray at 2 o'clock in the morning, at 4 o'clock in the morning, and some at 5 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, it's just a need for us to be aware of what's going on. Somebody needs to be praying.
Amen.
And I'm not talking about praying for yourself. You need to
amen.
Pray for one another.
Yeah,
you
know, amen.
We see things going on in our own neighborhood. And the manifestation,
yeah.
Like this is, Sandra was saying, the manifestation is that the devil wants to be kicked out. He wants to, he's bold as what he does. The Bible tells us that he's doing it as a roaring lion. So when
yeah.
you look at the characteristics of a lion, he ain't holding back. He just
come
walking
on.
Around seeking who he may devour. And so it's the same way. Look at all these people that's listening to all this noise, this music, you know, and they don't understand that they're listening straight up to the devil music. They're not glorifying
yeah.
God. And their actions represent that
amen.
By their pants being below their buttocks, about their clothes, wearing their clothes so tightly, catering to the flesh, so to speak. But it all starts
amen.
In the mind.
I'm sorry.
So we need to touch and agree. We need to come together collectively and pray as the Lord
amen.
And the Holy Ghost lead us. It's going to be the Holy Ghost anyway.
Yeah.
It's going to be the Lord. It's going to be the Lord anyway. We're not in control of anything. All we said when we got saved, we said, yes, Lord. In tone,
mm-hmm.
we said, Lord, you have your way. That's what it means. Lord, you have your way. Use me
yeah.
according to your will.
Yes, sir.
And that's what it is. It's important that we understand what's going on. It's important that we see this stuff going on from New York to California, down here in South Texas. We see it happening in Oklahoma. We see it happening in Killeen. And that's not going to be the only killing probably over there in Killeen. So
mm-hmm.
we know that the people are going postal in the school.
Yeah.
People are going postal at their job. You know,
mm-hmm.
they're coming up to City Hall shooting. They're coming up to the lawyer's office shooting the lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to pray. We have to pray for these young people. We have
mm-hmm.
to pray for these older people. That they will have the boldness to come out of their house and stop living in fear.
Right. Yeah, amen.
Because fear is of the devil. Any kind of fear that you can probably name, except for one. One fear is supposed to be us, the fear of the Lord.
Amen.
But anything other than that fear is of the devil.
Amen.
Anything of the devil. That's all it is. It's of the devil. And I want to stand in agreement. I think we should get together through the week and pray, set up times during the day or even at night and pray, because I know the radio station is on through the week, and so we thank God for that. But we find that there's a need for us to pray
yes.
outside of just the radio station. It's
amen.
A need for the true believers to come together and pray. And we don't have to take 15 minutes, because guess what? The Bible doesn't tell you how long to pray. It just says, if two shall touch and agree upon earth concerning anything, it shall be done of them by the Father.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, you can pray a 30-second prayer and it'll be done by the Father.
Amen.
What he looks at agreement.
That's it.
That's what he looks at. He looks at agreement.
Word.
If two shall touch and agree upon this earth concerning anything, that they shall ask, it shall be done of them by the Father.
Amen.
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 And that this spiritual warfare, like she was saying, Sister Lawrence was saying, is very pregnant that we will understand how to pray. It's important that we understand the territorial demons that's over the city. Because look at it this way. You have a situation where it's one way in and it's one way out. And the structure of the environment is littered with trash, beer bottles, and all that. And then you have another environment is one way in and is one way out. But the mailboxes are all centered at one particular place where they stop by going to their home, they check their mail, and when they go up into their home, they push this button, and the garage door opens, and it closes, and they're in their house. And the lawnmower man comes by and mow their grass, which they don't have to see in. Territorial, right? So it's important for us to recognize the territory that you live in so that you can be more affected through the Holy Spirit leading you, ensuring you, enlightening you of what to pray for.
All right.
Because a spirit of poverty is already there. There's a spirit of gluttony on the other side, a spirit of pride.
Right.
Poverty and pride. And then guess what's happening with a spirit of pride? I mean a spirit of poverty. You say that. A spirit of poverty. Guess what's happening? The whole community, the environment of the social life goes down, and then you get all this here loud kind of music going on. And then on the other side, a spirit of pride, you get this here arrogant spirit like they're better than everybody. Like they don't need, they can't touch anybody. They're the ones that sit parked in the front of the church. And then they have this thing called a valet parking at the church. So you just get out and you go in there because you got free valet parking because you're driving such and such car. Come on now. It is what it is.
Yo. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. May I say something?
Yes, sir.
I believe what we're talking is 100% righteous. But in every state we live in, we got people on the phone here from all parts here in America. What we need to do is do what Jesus said. There are a lot of people that are around Hempstead, a lot of people around Houston, a lot of people around Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, New Jersey, all up north. There are a lot of people. No matter what we say, we got to be more dominant with the Word of God. And when we come together, not only on the phone, but if the Lord bless us, which I believe He will, praise God, we will come to, and we're going to see a manifested move by God. But God says, who will come? I say, Lord, I'll come. I know that some other will come because the Spirit of the Lord is moving right now. Hold up. Look across from the west coast to the east coast. A fire is still going on. We've seen everything, but the more we can stay close into what God would have us to do. I say this not for being bragging, but I believe what God has called us individually and collectively to do. The time is, I say this with love and kindness. We have the gifts of God. The time has come for. See, the enemy is attacking us. See, I remember reading, it's in the book, it says that the enemy takes by what? By violence. By violence. The enemy come and take by, but we take it by what? We take it by violence. But the enemy comes in. He's violent. The enemy is violent. That lion, he's violent. He's got so much king in him. He attacked a giraffe. He'll attack an elephant. And that goes to show the devil is the same way. We have the right to call him an open liar and to pinpoint him. Jesus said we have that right. I know this. Some people are still afraid of dying. I said to some people, well, you know they're going to kill you, honey. I said, no, I'm already dead. I'm dead to this world, but I'm alive in Christ Jesus. I don't care what you say about me. I don't care what you think about me. Why? Because I know who holds the rightness of me in him. I say this with love and kindness. We, us, them, We go to a church. I remember when I was a Baptist church about 40-some years ago. A lady was obedient to God, and she came in to this big church about over 1,000-some people, and she said, the Lord sent me to give a message to this church. Do you know when she delivered that message, everybody got quiet?
Wow.
Everybody got quiet. But did nobody repent? The woman was sent. I was there when it happened.
Wow.
I was there. Said, wow, is this how God works? See, but they didn't want me to get to know what. See, but it took me time to understand what God's will is. Now that I know, I don't want nobody to think about me. I don't. Why? Because God's Son paid a price. Satan has no, see, it's a done deal. It is a done deal. No matter what the devil do to your family, it's a done deal. That God say, it's a done deal. I'm not going to see my mother. She's dead and gone. I'm not going to see my father. He's dead and gone. I'm not going to see my older sister. She's dead and gone. I'm not going to see my son, my third or so. She's dead and gone. But I see what I see. God has called us to do a work, and I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I've got neighbors around me. Well, you know, Willie done went crazy. Yep, I done gone crazy. Crazy for the Lord Jesus Christ. There's people around me. I pray for them. And I pray. As I was getting up, as I was studying the Word of God last night. And as I began to read God's Word, God took me over to the book of Philemon, where Paul writes and says, brethren, he said, I am Paul. And if you notice in all of Paul's letters, he said, I, Paul, have been called by the Word of God and by the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, grace and peace be unto you from the Lord Jesus Christ. He always identifies himself. But Paul wrote so much into what he was, the Holy Spirit instructed him. See, when Jesus paid the price for us in death, I know we all going to die. I know one day I'm going to die. This flesh going to die. But my spirit will live forever with Christ. So the Republicans, Democrats up in Washington, let them go on as a fool. Let Putin dead as a fool. Let them over there. Because God having his way. God ain't going, he ain't going to sleep, but he want to see, where are my troops? Where are my troops? Where are my troops? We are troops of God. I'm trying to raise the storm down here in Houston. I'm going everywhere raising the storm. I just got started. You ain't seen nothing yet because I know what God gives me, what God is doing. Sometimes I have had to sleep for 3 straight days. Why? Because God has purged me with what he wants done. And I've seen God do it. I've seen God do it.
Amen.
And I say this, every one of us, I thank God, I love God, but I do know we can send the word.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus gave us the authority. He has gave us the authority.
Amen.
He gave us the authority. See,
yes.
They got a preacher coming to Houston that everybody said, well, he's coming. Well, I'm not interested in a preacher. I'm interested in the people of God. Well, it's just TJ's coming. Oh, we going to see TJ. TJ, you going? I said, no. He said, why? I said, why? I won't tell him why. But I'll tell the world why. God has called us to a task in the fivefold ministry.
Amen.
I can't push nobody out, and I can't push nobody in.
Amen.
But I know that to win this game that we're in now, we got to stay together, fight together, and be together.
Amen.
Some people tell me, I love you. If I never speak with you again, I will remember my words. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Amen.
But I say this to you. What God has done, it was through my disobedience
But God allowed it to be, submitted me to humbleness to see what God is saying. You know too much. No, the devil said, you know too much. Jesus said, you don't know half what I know. I've been before. And the more I submit down to God, I said, Lord, I don't understand. He makes it plain to me. Psalm 68:18, Ephesians 4:11. He says he led gifts. In the Old Testament, we talk about, see, Jesus spoke then and he speaks now. It was then and now, then and now. The book tells us, and I'm saying to us, it's time for us to see some healings manifested.
Amen.
It's time for us to raise up some of the dead. It's time for some limbs to be healed. The time is now. God has given us an opportunity. Happy little hobo shop.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish y'all could have been with us last night. I'm on the backdrop of it all, and I'm seeing what these young folks are doing. The young folks, they said, but the old folks don't want to let us see him. I said, let me get with you so I can tell them, get out the way. You ain't going to climb the mountain. That youngster can climb the mountain. Young people thirst. They thirst. But we got to reach them. All we got to do is do what God say do. We got to speak the word. Oh, yes, I watched up there in Hempstead. But even up there, they're going to go to a Muslim guy who's supposed to have the faith of Jesus Christ. Now, what good is that going to do for me?
Amen.
Hello. Amen. Ain't going to help me none. If I was, you against him? No, I'm not. I'm not against him. He'll tell you quick. No, I'm not coming to see Jesus. I'm a Muslim. Muslims don't believe in Jesus Christ. They believe in God. But they don't accept me. They're the ones. I just said the Baptists. Some Baptists don't want to see nothing but what they have. And Houston is full of nothing but a Baptist clutch. And God has promised he's going to let his spirit descend upon earth in Houston like never before.
Amen.
And people wonder why things are so happening here in Houston. Why are they happening up there in Washington, D.C.? We've got a bunch of crooks. Kind of people say they love and they want to do this. No, they don't. They're lying. I've been behind the scenes. I used to be in politics and come to sign up and found out that they were, you know. See, but it's like a dog. A lion will take a bone from another one. It takes the lioness. The big lion will go in and fight those females, take everything they got.
Amen.
Because it's the way of life for them. But the way of life for us is concede, not to consent to what the world says, but what God has said to us. And every time I get an opportunity, I'm just getting stronger and stronger and stronger. But I want to encourage you. I was on a bus in Houston, a Metro bus. I called it my Rolls Royce to pick me up. But this lady was on there. She was crying and cussing and raising this and that. And said, I said, may I speak to you, ma'am? It got quiet. I said, may I speak to you, ma'am? Yeah, but nobody loves me. My body, that I've been missing. I said, but Jesus does.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus does. She began, I said, but Jesus does.
Right.
And I said, well, Jesus does. Well, he does. I said, he's let you go through all of this that he can be. Why? Because he wants to use you. God's going to be glorified through you. All you got to do. And I asked her, let me pray for her. Oh, everybody on that bus. And somebody said, it got quiet. But if you got God on your side, and see, the position I'm in now, all I can tell you is God is this man. God has, humility is my calling card. Humility,
amen.
Lord, I'm humble. What do you want done? I used to walk up when I was in politics and everything. I walk up to the president and shake his hand. Folks, see, this man crazy. No, I wasn't. I had the faith then, but I had a foolish faith. But now God wants to see. And look what they're doing to the veteran. Look what they're doing to the veteran.
Huh.
And the Bible says, a soldier, everybody wants to say, and I say, when I hear the Democrats and the Ripper Dippers and the Independent Dippers, and I say every one of them lying because they want more money, more money, more money.
That's it.
And yet soldiers have suffered the price. We as soldiers of God have suffered the price, and God's going to reward us.
Amen.
I know I'm right. I know I'm right.
Amen.
I know the general is. I know he is. I know the general is going to reward us. I know the general is going to call us up because it's General Jesus. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll say
Amen.
This to us tonight with love and kindness and to all on the radio. God has called us. And I'm telling you now, I'm saying to those who can believe, we're coming to you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach because we're going to raise up some folks that you know who've been practicing witchcraft according to the Bible and the book of Isaiah, what they've been doing, how they've been doing it. God has called the righteousness, and we are the righteousness.
Yeah.
We're going to do it. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but God has told me, he said, it's time to have a revival. And he said, but Lord, he said, have faith. And all God has been teaching me to have more faith. The more I trust God, I'm watching. I said, my God Almighty.
Amen.
Faith. Faith.
Amen.
Activate grace. Grace is what God has as unmerited love. And so, Father, I'm available.
Amen.
See, I tell folks I used to be a cotton boy. And Mama always told me, said, boy, if you don't have that 200 pounds by this day, I'm going to whip you. I had to find a way to get that 200 pounds pulling cotton because I know I got a whipping one. But you know what I did? I asked that old man, I said, how can I make this sack long? He said, well, what you going to make that sack longer for? I said, so I can get me two loads and I'll be through with getting that cotton. But you can't do it. I learned to take two rows at a time and get me some knee pads and get on my knees. And from one side to the other side, I was picking cotton. I would pull 150 the first time. The next time I pulled in 100 pounds, I'd get through by 12 o'clock. What was I at 12 o'clock? Under the tree. They went and told my mother, said, well, that boy pulled cotton too fast. She said, did he get the weight he's supposed to get? Yeah, well, that's all I asked him to do. That's all God has asked us to do.
Amen.
Do it. Do it. Bless us.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. At 12 o'clock, I'll be through. I'll be down by the big river down there throwing rocks and trying to do some fishing, trying to kill up a turtle. Because I see what God can do. But it has taught me. It has taught
Amen.
Me. And I'm telling you with love, we're going to speak. We can speak into somebody's life we know right now.
Amen.
We can lay hands on somebody right now in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Because Jesus said all authority is given to him. But
Amen.
I give you the key.
Yeah.
I give you the key. So how many of y'all got the key to death and hell? Can you unlock that door?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because that's what we're fighting against. That's what we're
Amen.
Fighting against. See, and I told some people on the radio station, I said, there are a lot of people who say they're Republicans and Democrats and Independents. I said, they are all a liar. They said, I don't say it like that. I said, they're liars. All they want
Amen.
Is more money. That's
Amen.
All they want.
Yeah.
All the money they get is all they can do.
Amen. That's
I love
it.
You. Thank you for listening for me. I want you to know something right now. I'm not bragging. I'm not sticking my chest out. I know what I'm doing. And tomorrow,
Amen.
I will say this. We're going to have a big thing in Houston for the school, Emmanuel School of the Bible. We're going to have the people who graduate. We'll have a banquet for about 400 people tomorrow in Houston. And I promise you tomorrow, you're going to see the power of God move like never before.
Amen. Amen.
Because there are people who are hungry. People haven't heard about this station. People are hungry. They're hungry.
Yes.
As the little boy said, y'all know what I'm hungry. I'm hungry. Y'all got something to eat? Yo, glory to God. My
Amen.
Time is up. I love you. Thank you for listening. Holy Spirit, move me in that thing. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Excuse me. And, you know, it is time for us to come together and for the movement of God. It's time for us to come together. And the same as God's been landing on Dr. Hunter's heart, he's been landing on mine, that we all should come together in unity as a body of Christ in this time. And I know he's going to orchestrate that at his time, at a place and everything. So we just give God the glory for that. God's word is pure. Whatever he says, it's pure and it's true. And we can believe that. We can believe God's word. You know, and doubt and fear, we should cast that all out. You know, even in Job 3:25, Job had fear. He said the things that he feared came upon him. So we can't have fear. We got to be courageous. We got to ask God to help us, give us that Holy Ghost boldness so we can go forth. Because those things that we fear, they will come upon you. They'll come upon you. So we can't, God didn't give us a spirit of fear. He didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of a power and of love and a sound mind. That's what he gave us. And so we should exercise that on a daily basis. We should exercise it. And use God's word and speak his word, because he said he watch over them to perform them. So that's what we want to do. We want to speak those words of God. We want to give God all the praise, all the glory for what he is doing. Because our words mean nothing. The flesh said nothing. Our words mean nothing. But God's word is everything, from healing, delivering, and being set free. You know, I was looking at the other day. You know what? People always... Excuse me. People always talking about dieting and all exercising and all those things profit. Now, do you know people believe man more than they do God? People, when they need something, they won't go to God. They'll go to man first. I tell people this. I pray and ask God, Lord, help me to get on a diet that you would choose. God will do all of that for us. He'll do it for us. All we got to do is come to him and ask him, have that faith and belief instead of going paying somebody to tell you what to eat. Paying somebody to tell you what you can eat. We can go to God. He's the creator. He's the creator of what we of everything in this earth. He's the creator. So we can go to him for everything we need, but a lot of people don't believe it. But we can go to him. So we shouldn't have that doubt and fear and all that. When we find ourselves, we can pray and ask the Lord. Help our unbelief. Help us, Lord, because we need help. Don't be afraid to cry out for it, because we do need help. We need his help. Amen?
Yeah, amen.
We need it. We need it. Brother Allen, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Amen. Yeah. Praise God. I just want to thank God tonight, because all the words that has been spoken tonight, I thank God for allowing us to come together. And whatever God has placed within our hearts, I thank God for it. I thank God, because it's going to help somebody tonight. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
You know, it's important that we consecrate ourselves in this here prayer of agreement, you know, because when you God sees our heart as far as the seriousness of what we're doing to give him the glory. That's why it's important when you come together and touch and agree, and when you pray, you pray together in agreement. When you're following what the word says, you know, there's a prayer of agreement through what you say. If you're praying with someone and you're praying with them and they're speaking in tongues and you they're over there just talking, you can't have an agreement, because it's two different agreements. You have to pray with an understanding.
Amen.
See, that's what it is. Whoever wants to pray and to follow in agreement with me, get this number, 409-998-3801. This, we got to pray. I mean, I don't care what country you may be in, what state that you may be in, It doesn't matter the time zones that you find yourself in. Specific prayer is important at this time, praying for families, because that lady that was drowning her children, Sister Dolores, could have easily succeeded. Easily.
Yes.
She could have easily overcame that boy by knocking him over the head with whatever. But God intervened on behalf of those child. That person is being raped right now. That person is being molested right now. That's being kidnapped right now. We bind that devil right now in Jesus' name. That person has committed that murder for $15 in the wallet or stealing somebody's car. We bind that devil right now in the name of Jesus. Specific prayer that's going on right now. You know, when you think about what the society says, they say that every 13 seconds somebody's going to break in. And if you're driving down the highway, it's like every 15 cars, somebody's under influence. Maybe they're drinking or maybe they're under influence of drugs. Every 15 cars that you pass by. And don't let it be a holiday season. Every holiday, the statistics go down. Like every 9 cars, somebody is under the influence of some kind of substance because of holidays. These people are not at work, so they're leisurely enjoying themselves every 9 cars. And it comes greater than that on certain situations. So that's why we want to be specific in what we're praying for. It doesn't matter what time zone that you're living in. Once we are specific, touching in degree, you know, we can pray. I'm calling on the true believers. You know, we got so much to pray for. We got so much to pray for just the church. How the enemy has infiltrated the church. And guess what? They got this thing called order. But when the church is supposed, Jesus said the Father seeketh such to worship him in the what? In the spirit and in truth. We need to let the spirit in the church have his way.
Amen.
We got this thing called this order in the church. Well, that's how we've been doing it for years. But let's stop doing it. If it's holding back the spirit, stop doing it. Amen? Because, hey, we want the spirit to have his way. This is dispensation. We are living in the millennium now. And this is the spirit of God, his dispensation that he wants to abide in us.
Mm-hmm.
And let him have his way.
Amen.
Amen. Because once we start praying, you know, I'm inviting anyone that wants to just jump on the line and if they have anything specific like they want to pray for or send your request through the email for Dr. Hunter to get it out to us, you know, we'll pray specifically. You got my number. If you want to call, you can call, and we can pray specifically according to the word of God in the name of Jesus. It doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out 15-minute prayer. Because Jesus did not do a long, drawn-out 15-minute prayer. When the man that, when he came over to the sea of, into the land of Gennesian, and that demon, like Sister Sandra was saying, she said that demon met him immediately as soon as he got off the boat. Jesus didn't do a long, drawn-out conversation or prayer with him. They pleaded to go into the swine.
Amen.
And that's the same thing that we have the same authority because the devil knows who we are. He knows who we are. And if you start watching the circumstances of this thing going into 3,000 hurt on the side of the hill, maybe that could overwhelm you. If you're watching this hit boy foaming at the mouth and you see him gasping at his teeth, maybe that could overwhelm you. But still, the culprit is unclean spirit.
Mm-hmm.
If you're watching the waves of the ocean, if you're watching your house turning upside down before you, and you're in your house, that can overwhelm you.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you have the authority that Jesus has given you, as Dr. Honey was saying. He said that I'm giving you these keys
for
the kingdom of heaven. Those are keys that's been given to us that have been taken from the enemy.
Amen.
And whatever you open, will be open. Whatever you lock, shall be locked. You have that authority in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And that's why it's important that we lock things specifically, that the enemy's coming against our family, our children, they're coming against the school district. Guess what? They got these mayors of the city that's in an immoral state of living, but they're the mayor of your city. They got congressmen if that's in the moral sense of living. But they're the congressmen that you vote for. We need to pray for these people. I'm not talking about ridiculing them. I'm talking about praying for them that their eyes may be enlightened according as the prodigal son's eyes was enlightened. The Bible says, and when he came into himself, these people need to come into themselves. That their eyes may be enlightened, that they may recognize that, yes, God does love these people. He may not love their ways as we don't, but he still loves them, and they can be changed. There was a woman that I know personally in Beaumont. She got married, and so they had a wedding and everything, and she believed that she was born like that. But after they started praying for her and showing her love, the Lord enlightened her eyes.
Amen.
God can do anything.
Nothing.
God can do anything. So we need to show them love. You know what I mean right now? They're saying he was born like that. I told him he's under a different persuasion. Because when he was created, he was created with the genital of his race, his sex. He was created with the genital of his sex, or their sex. God, look, if everybody was of the same sex, this planet would be a pitiful shame because there would be nobody to reproduce, right?
Amen.
Right.
Nobody could reproduce.
Amen.
So that has to be the works of the devil.
Right.
Amen.
And so the results of the planet not reproducing itself calls for God to call down fire upon this earth. He did it once, and he's going to do it again. This time, it'll be like rain.
Come on.
The Bible says that it won't be water next time, but it'll be fire.
That's right.
Fire.
This fire is going to suck up every ocean. This fire will be so hot and drastic, it's going to suck up every ocean that's 15 miles deep, that's 25 miles deep, that's 35 miles deep. It's going to suck up every drop of water.
Jeez.
That's the kind of God that we serve.
Amen.
So we want to pray for these people. We have to love them. And loving compassion is for us. Jesus had compassion. We
Amen.
Have to have that same compassion.
Amen.
Not to ridicule them, but to let them understand that the Word of God says it. I didn't write it. It says it.
Right.
And so we just want to enlighten you through our prayer that you may know that love is there for you. Love
Amen.
Is a powerful, powerful mechanism. Love never fails.
Never.
And so we have to pray for them, just like the people that's over there killing someone, people that's killing that took those 15 and 16 year old girls, all of them. We need to pray for them because we need to pray for them that their eyes may be enlightened or what, because it could be their daughter.
Right.
You took somebody else's daughter. Hey, what you gonna do? That's your daughter that you're doing that to.
Right.
If your soul is so callous on destroying your own daughter. That you take another person's daughter that you're saying, come on now, you devil, you are a lie, and the truth ain't in you.
Amen.
I bind that thought. I bind that action of you believing a lie.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. This is what it's all about, us praying specifically for the actions, the move of God, as we touch and agree, the Bible says, and God shall do it.
Amen.
It says, and it shall be done. Shall. It doesn't say it might be done. It said, when two of you touch and agree concerning anything upon this earth, it shall be done.
Amen.
That's specific prayer. That means I don't need no biters. I don't need no wavering doubters. I don't need no doubters when I pray. I need someone to touch and agree with me. When you call me, we can touch and agree. And the Bible mathematics has said this here. One can put 1,000 to flee. Two can put 10,000. Now, guess what 3,000, guess what three can do? It's biblical mathematics. I don't know. Three can put 100,000.
Amen.
Four can put a million.
Amen.
Five can put a billion. Biblical mathematics. You do the math. I didn't write it in there. it's in there. I didn't write it. I believe it. I believe it, so I've spoken, and it's done. Them for mathematics. One can put 1,000, two can put 10,000.
Amen?
That's why it's important that you fall into agreement. You know, the scripture that comes to me before I give it back to you, to the Lord, it says, Peter and John went up together at the ninth hour, at the hour of prayer.
Right.
Now, Peter was married, but they had an agreement with going up to the temple at the ninth hour to pray. These people, these two men fell in agreement that we were going up there to pray. And there at the gate, they met a man that was lame from his mother's wounds. And seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, the Bible says he asked for alms. And these two men stopped and said, look on us. Still didn't go, I have now, but what I do have in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Y'all know the story.
Hallelujah.
And instead of going to the house, instead of going home and showing mama I can walk now, guess what he did? He went into the house of the Lord with us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And so here it is to the Lord.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Praise God. And that's what we should be doing, you know. And you know what? I thank God. I was thinking about what Dr. Hanna said. He said that he got on the bus and the young lady was going through and he began. The Lord will put us at the right place at the right time. I thank God for that. He put us at the right place because that woman could have went off and killed herself. Or she could have went off and did something silly. But because God showed up in Dr. Hunter right there when she God, thank you, Jesus. Because he showed up in Dr. Hunter with love. With love.
Amen.
Showed up.
I think so.
That woman could have gone off and killed herself. I mean, demonic spirits could have taken over her. But the love that was shown to her, the word that was spoke to her, is what helped her to go on. So we just thank God and give God the glory for having us at the right place at the right time. Healing, delivering, and being set free. You know, it's so important that we keep a bread at our lips, keep the word of God at our lips, because we never know. Now, he didn't know that she was going to be on the bus. He didn't know.
Right.
You know, he didn't know what was, he was going on about his daily business, which is God's business. And God had her place him at the right time on the bus for this lady. This lady needed some help. She needed some help. And help was available. And that's the way we should be at all times. Because the Bible says, and the Bible says, be effectual in James 16. You confess, you were confessing whatever was going on. You know, if we confess our whatever's going on with us, if we tell somebody, effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. That avails much. That she might have went off. We who knows? But if that helped her, it helped. So I thank God tonight for placing the two believers at the right place at the right time.
Hallelujah.
Place at the right time. Because all the time, I can say this, and I know some of you other true believers can say the same thing. Sometimes God will place us in a position where we don't have to speak to the person, but we can pray for them. And things began to happen. Because that has happened to me. The Lord had placed me in a place, and I've seen the lady going. So sometimes he'll have you to, sometimes just your presence.
Yeah.
Those prayers, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. And I began to pray because I've seen her success. I began to pray, and I called the prayer warriors. And that's why it's so important. Like Evangelist Allen said, one can put 1,000 to flight, the Bible said. Two. We put 10,000. We don't know. We can't ask for some. But then when we began to come together and pray, the woman was delivered out of her distresses. You know, so we give God the glory for that right now. We just thank God that we can pray for someone else and they are healed, delivered, and just, they are better off when they leave than when they came. Amen? That is truly a blessing.
Amen.
Because that young woman needed some help. And every time we go out and the Lord sent us out and send someone to us or put someone in our pathway, we are blessed to give them a word. I thank God for that. Because we don't know what may have happened. If someone had been in that woman, well, God had sent that woman's young son in her pathway that was going to try to drown her children, and her oldest son, I guess the oldest one, he stopped her. He stopped her, you know, and we give God the glory. He was in the right place at the right time. So his young sisters and brothers wouldn't be drowned to death. Nobody but God. So I thank God tonight because when I hear stories like that, I give God the glory because it saved, you never know, it saved somebody's life. It gets them back on track, gets them to thinking. Even sometimes we need a stirring. Amen? Sometimes we need a stirring. We need to call somebody. We need to talk to somebody. You know, and I thank God for the true believers that are on the line tonight, those who are listening, those who have given the word. I thank God for everyone that when we are in contact praying for one another, the movement of the Holy Spirit, the movement of God. I just give God the glory for it tonight. I thank God because it's truly awesome. Amen?
Amen.
Truly awesome. I just thank God. I can't say enough about it because I know all of us come in contact with somebody all the time. On my job, I come in contact with people all the time. And I know Vanessa Allen, Sister Coretta, and others come in contact with people, Dr. Hunter, and that's amazing because when you hear that, you begin to glorify God. You begin to thank God because something else could have happened to this young woman. Something
right.
could have happened
Amen.
To her. She
Amen.
It's suicide. That demon is present this day and more than ever. So we just give God the glory for that right now. I just thank God and I
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
That saved the life. That gave her a word that she can go on, you know?
Amen.
And so we give God the glory. I just give the glory, all the glory tonight. And as I say, we come in contact with people all the time, calling us or texting us or emailing us, wanting a word or need a word or going through. They are stressed about something and need a word. So it's just a blessing to keep a word at our lips and to stay on God's word and to study it. You know, it's truly a blessing. So I just thank God tonight because it is such a blessing for us, all of us, when we have that opportunity. God give us an opportunity to pray for someone, speak to someone, you know, about his word. It's truly a blessing. So
Amen.
I just thank God. I really thank God. I thank God for sending us out.
Amen.
Amen.
Anybody else got something to come on, somebody? Are you out
Amen.
There?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You
know,
I'm
sorry.
Go ahead, Pastor. Amen. Just staying on the battlefield, you know, is not enough. You know, we got to prepare ourselves for the battle. You know, each war is not the same. You know, and we have to stay in tune how to fight these battles. Actually, we really don't have to fight the battles. Let me take that back, because God said, I will fight for you. But we got to know these things, that he will fight for us, but it's through his word. It's through the word of God, us knowing his word and how to apply it for whatever circumstance or situation it may occur. Even the same Brother Allen was talking about earlier about your prayer. You don't pray that for the pain in my leg to go away. You go to the root of the matter. And that's the whole key thing, is that we got to go to the root of the matter. You know, uproot, pull up, throw down, you know, pluck up, whatever God wants us to do it. But it's time for us to truly do it. And I know he also talked about, you know, us coming together at a certain time, you know, besides the radio station. And I am all for that. And I do want to say this right here. I don't want to give my number out over the radio air, but Dr. Hunter has my number, and Dr. Hunter can orchestrate this thing because he's the main contact person, Apostle Hunter at that. You know, he's the main contact person that we all, you know, can say, here, we in for this, and let's move forward. Because if we truly want to see some things happening and some change take place throughout this earth, God says, let my will be done on earth as it in heaven. Well, if we take a look up in heaven, everything in heaven is perfect. Everything in heaven is good. Everything in heaven is fit. And that's the same way it can be here on earth. You know,
amen.
That's no reason why we shouldn't live that abundant life on earth, because he said if we be willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. That's the
amen.
Word of God.
Amen.
And we got to come together in unity to make these things happen.
Hallelujah.
And I don't know about anybody else, but I'm ready. I am sick and tired. We know what the word of God, the enemy comes to seek who he can devour, rob, and kill. But you know what? We got to get sick and tired of him coming, trying to show himself up in our house, up in our space, when we got the power and the authority, because Jesus Christ already dethroned him. He can't get back what he's already lost.
Come on.
Well, see, we have not lost our crown. It says in the word of God, he says, I have written your name in the book, and it cannot be blotted out. I confess your name to the Father.
Amen.
And the only way we can get kicked out is ourselves.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
The enemy can try whatever he wants to try. He said he would take some of us into prison. That's what the word of God, the devil takes some of us into prison. But if we endure, we shall receive our crown. Revelation 2:10, we shall receive our crown.
Amen.
We got to endure.
Endure.
We got to endure, but we do got to encourage one another.
Amen.
We got to continue to come together in unity and ignite that fire. And
amen.
Let it pop off. Let it pop off from one to another, one to another. Ain't nothing that nobody can be able to say about the goodness of Jesus. All of us have something to say about the goodness of Jesus. We all
amen.
Can testify to the goodness of Jesus.
Yes.
Praise God. Yes. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We want to be effective. He said the fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. We want to be effective in his kingdom. What good are we? What good are we if we lost our savor? If we lost our salt, we can't, our salt, you put salt on some food. You want that food to taste good, but you put salt on some food and it tastes just as bland and tastes like nothing. You don't want that food.
Come on.
You want what's good. And he's
amen.
What's good. And that's what
amen.
We got to tell others. Children of the light, bring them out of darkness. There is no condemnation to those who walk upright in Christ
amen.
Jesus.
No condemnation.
Brother Allen already said it.
Repent.
Repent. Repent. That's all you got to do. Get up. You ain't got to stay
down there. What did he tell the man beside the pool? What you waiting on? I'm waiting on somebody to put me in. No. Do you have enough space to roll yourself in, to throw yourself in? Get up.
Get up.
It's time to get up. He got complacent. He said in a complacent state, oh, I'm just fine watching everybody else jump in the water.
My Lord.
I'm all right. But no, that's not all right. We got work to do.
Amen.
And when he told him to get up and take your bed and walk, guess what? He had a testimony. That was his work. Now go tell somebody who did it. Go tell somebody. And that's what we're supposed to do. Go tell somebody that Jesus did it. Who did it? God did it. Who did it? God did it. Who did it? God did it.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
The light shine.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Let your light shine.
Yes.
The others may see your good work, that the Father in heaven may be glorified.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
All about him.
Yeah, it is.
Talk about the kingdom of God. Some of our balance, but to take it back by force.
Amen.
Are we going to keep allowing the things of the world to rob and kill and steal from our children when we know the truth and we know the way? I said, and I just listen. Y'all don't even know half of the stuff that y'all talked about already on this line. God had me interceding, praying about tonight in church, and that's why I sat and I just listened quietness.
Amen. Amen.
Because God is doing something.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The people of God are doing something, but we got to do a greater something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Change is coming about, because if change wasn't coming about, we wouldn't be hearing about these things. We wouldn't be seeing these things. But it's manifesting. It's manifesting.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Everything that was prophesied in the Bible is coming to pass.
Hallelujah.
We're
Amen.
Seeing it before our own eyes.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise God.
Let's make
God.
It happen for Jesus. Let's come together on one accord and make it happen for Jesus. Because what we make happen for Jesus, he going to make happen for us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We ain't got to worry about ourselves. He already taken care of. Then he said the raven don't have to ask for no food. Do the lilies ask for any water? They multiply out there in that field.
Amen.
You don't
God.
Have to worry about these things.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, I'm standing on the word of God. Try God. He told him, try me, try me, try me. I'm standing on his every word.
Thank you.
Okay, God, what is this about? You said in your word. Now I'm going to wait for you to make something happen. You said it.
Said in your word, Jesus.
His arms not waxed too short.
Come on.
If he said it, shall he not do it?
Come on.
The God of the shall not lie, nor a son of man, did he have to repent?
Amen.
He says, if we talk to his voice, keep his commandments, his judgments. If we love him, if we love him, you know, we always love to talk about that we no longer under the law. We know this. We know we under the under grace.
Right.
We know this. But he says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments.
Amen.
If we love him, we don't have to think about, are we going to fall short? Because we love him, we don't. He laid it out, the Ten Commandments and the other commandments that go along with it that people don't even call out. But if we love him, we're going to do good. When we know to do good, we do good. When we know to do right, we do right.
Right.
And that's why it's so important for us to keep teaching, 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 and teaching
duty training, on the job training.
Yes.
OJT.
Whatever platform God gives us, let us do it to his glory. Let us be effective for his kingdom.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's about who's more educated, who sounds the best.
That's right.
It's about that soul.
Hallelujah.
We are soul winners.
Why?
He said on that cross, I thirst. He wanted more souls. And that's how we should be. The more and more we get in tune with the Father, we should say the same thing. I thirst. You know, and I'm going to use this analogy because, you know, they say the vampire, he likes to get your blood. And you know what? The more and more he bites into you, he's crazy. He got to have that blood. And that's the same way we should be. We got to have that blood of Jesus. We got to have it. And we got to give it to somebody else. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
That same drive should be in us. Let me see what I can bite tonight.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's what it's about.
Yes, Lord.
That's what it's
Thank
about.
You.
Take the opportunity. Yes.
Have your
and if
Lord.
You... You know, he didn't give us a spirit of fear, but if you are fearful of speaking to somebody, mm-hmm. say, I like your shoes.
Yeah.
That's a nice suit you got on. I really like your hairstyle. Where you get your hair done at? That's the conversation that to invite Jesus in. Let's be effective. Let's be for real about our Father's business.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And if you are sitting in a beauty salon, and you know, I'm telling you, because I used to do hair, and when they sit in your chair, they open up and they tell you everything. Like, why are they talking to me? Why are they telling me all that business? Well, mm-hmm. that's the opportunity for you to tell them the goodness
right.
of Jesus and how Jesus can do it, how Jesus can fix it, how Jesus can solve mm-hmm. it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Jesus? Have you allowed him to come in and fill that void? He left that mm-hmm. void for a reason. He wanted to fill that void.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Him in. Hallelujah.
Have your way, Jesus. Your way.
You know how y'all guys kicked at the barbershop? Y'all talking about this and y'all talking about that? Come on, let's talk about Jesus.
Yeah.
I heard Brother Allen say earlier, if shame gonna get me, stop me from getting to heaven, well, I ain't ashamed. Because he said, if you be ashamed of me, I'm going to be ashamed of you. We cannot be ashamed of Jesus because if we
Absolutely.
Deny him before men, he's going to deny us before his Father.
His Father. Amen.
So what's
Amen.
The purpose of doing all this work and you ashamed?
Jesus is Lord.
Who are you? Who are you magnified? Who are you giving the glory to?
Come on.
Because if it was about you, I'm telling you tonight. Let
Glory
your flesh die. Let
Hallelujah.
Me talk to you. The radio land. I want y'all to hear me loud and clear. Time is of the essence. He says, redeem the time.
Amen.
You don't have time like you think you got time. I'm telling you, he comes to take him at a child that's still in his mother's womb all the way to 99 to 100.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure. You're right. See, I've been in a place where God allowed me to see people die, to transition and on their way to meet him. And I've been in a position that I have spoken healing, and they got up out of that bed and they walked. I done
Hallelujah.
Seen the power of God. I know the power of God.
Amen.
But we got to have that Christ-like mind. We got to be renewed daily so we can say, okay, God, we don't have to say, is that you, Lord? Is that you, Lord? Is that you, Lord? You know, who was that didn't know the king? Was that Samuel? When the angel came and spoke to him three times and like, did you wake me up? So it was God that woke you up. Get up. I got a call for you. Get up.
I'm charging you tonight. Get up out of that complacent state. You got a charge that God has called you with.
Mm-hmm.
Time
praise
to get
God.
Up.
Get up.
Amen.
The word of God said, arise and shine, for the light
yes.
has come, and the glory of the Lord is upon thee.
Amen. You
got work to do.
Amen.
Work to
amen.
Do. Amen.
Yes.
To God amen. Be the glory.
To God
amen.
Be the glory.
Amen. Praise God. We do. We have a lot of work. And as Sister Sonya said, we got to come together. We got to begin to pray. We got to take this thing back. If we have to come together on a conference call, whatever, to pray, as Brother Allen said, we got to come back. We got to come together in unity. We got to begin to pray. And be sincere about it. We're sincere about the word of God. You know, one of the dangers, we're in a spiritual warfare. And
yes.
one of the dangers in spiritual warfare is giving the enemy a place in our life or a place back in our life. That's one of the dangers. You know, because when these demons come, they come to take over. They come to possess and to take ownership of our life and to invade. They want to take over. So we got to take this thing back. You just can't come up in here.
Yeah.
The Bible says, how can you come in a strong man's house, take over unless you bind him first? You got to bind.
Come on.
We're not bound. We got to come together and begin to pray. No, you can't come in and just take over the house now unless you got a gun. You know. So we got to come together and begin to pray, and the Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man available. We got to come together. We got to pray on this thing. We just
yes.
say, let's take over. No, the devil is a liar.
Amen. That's right.
And we need to pray against homosexuality. We need to pray against foreign spirits that are taking over in the schools
yes.
and these demonic spirits. All these spirits, we know what they are. And we need to come against these things.
Yes. Amen.
When I see this type of thing, I began to pray. Even when I don't see it, I'm praying constantly and daily. I'm praying.
Yes.
You hate to see a demonic spirit get in and just take over somebody's life. Have them bound. You've been bound
yes.
long? It's time to get up. We've been bound long enough. Come on, we got to pray against these things. We who are true believers and know this, we got to come against these things. We can pray them take over somebody's life. We got to come
amen.
Against it. You know, and so that's why God has called to pray for more laborers like ourselves, like God has placed us, because we need more laborers. In the name of Jesus, we can't let these perverse spirits just come out and just do whatever they want to do. When we
yes,
can pray.
Amen.
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 We just thank God because it's truly a blessing to recognize. You know, there's a lot of people that don't recognize what's happening to them. And so, yes, even on my job, I tell people, when I even think things, I don't know, somebody's radio is there in the air, but when I hear and see things, I begin to pray. I tell them to pray.
Yes. Amen.
The demon is real, and he's not playing. He comes to do just what he said, kill, steal, and destroy. So that's why it's so important for us to come together and begin
yes,
to pray. Those of us, true believers, because we know. And in Psalms 129, 4 and 5, it says, the Lord is righteous, and he has cut in the pieces of the wicked. Let all those who hate Zion be put to shame and turn back. So God has already done this. Well, all we got to do is pray. We got to come together and pray, because this demon is already defeated.
He's amen. Already defeated. Yes, it is. Come on. Amen.
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 So I thank God for us coming together. knowing what is going on in the world and began to come against it in the name of Jesus. You know, because these things all not me, but we already know because the Lord said that these things would happen.
Yes. And those things are happening.
Yes, they are happening. They are happening.
When the people stand up and get on the television and don't have no more respect for one that he put at the highest opinion, do you think that the people are going to have a lot of respect for God? They could kill us, but it's our job.
Amen.
And I'm gonna tell you like I said when I was a boxer. I'd always ask a question. Who's that? Hello?
Yeah, somebody's doing a lot of moving or something.
Yeah, somebody's doing a lot of moving .
Well, I would say this too. I always say, as a boxer, it reminds me, it's a lifestyle I live with because it brings it to a point. You win or you lose. What's your choice? I want to win. So if I want to win, I always ask the boxer, which one do you want to fall down with? You want to the right or the left? And they say, what are you talking about? Well, by the time they figure it out, he's already out. See, by the time the devil figure out what we're doing, he's already zero. He has no power over us. None. Jesus took all that from him. Not even the power of death. Because when hello?
Amen. Amen. We live.
Okay. But I will say this, and I say it with love and kindness. I'm getting the radio station so that if you're on the line, I can come behind the phone and talk to that person. Well, I'm gonna tell everybody what's happening. But I want to say this. When I read more of God's word and more God let me down into His word, there is no weapon the devil can use against us.
Amen. None.
Because God took all that power. When he said, when he rose to the grave, that's why in the book of Hebrews, and God had me read the book of Hebrews patiently, and the Hebrews says that Jesus Christ, somebody go with that, the book of Hebrews, go to Hebrews chapter 1 right quick. I want you to see it one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Hebrews chapter 1, I'm turning that too. Because it moves
Amen.
Me. It moves me to what God says He wants us to do. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 1, I believe it is. Amen.
I think it might be chapter 2 you want, Dr. Hanna.
Yeah, okay. You see that in chapter 2?
I think that's where you're going. But you go ahead. I think that's where you're going.
Okay, let's see it. Okay.
Give me 1 minute.
For as much as he has the children, that's in chapter 2, verse 14. Somebody read it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. 14. Amen. For as much as then, as the children are partakers of the flesh and the blood, he also himself likewise took the part of the same, that through death he might destroy that he had the power over death, that is the devil.
Amen.
And read verse 15.
Who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to the bond.
See, that's the key. That's the key. God said through his Son, that's what he did. He destroyed the works of the devil.
Yes, sir. Come on. Yes, he did.
He destroyed the works. The devil can't do nothing to us. I'm going to be like the boys in the book of Acts that said, man, that was a good whipper. We're going to get another one. They whipped him, but come up here talking about Jesus Christ. Let's go get another one. See, but we got to, and I'm telling us now, what God is doing, he's putting us in a position that people are going to be calling you from the state office, from the president's office. Who are you? I'm a son of God. That's all you got to tell him.
Yes.
Because the word is getting out. It is time. And I always say this here. Humility is a staircase to victory.
Yes, amen. Yes.
Humility is a staircase to victory. As long as we humble ourselves,
amen.
God's going to keep us salary. And when I read more, than that's what Jesus did. I said, oh, my Lord. I get to say, oh, my Lord, what Jesus did. He humbled himself as a man. He humbled himself as a man. As a man. He took on the likeness of a man. I mean, it's in the book. I said, oh, my Lord. I said, Lord, he said, yes, he did it. And when he did it for who? He did it for me. He paid the price. And you know what? I tell people, once you have received Jesus Christ, according to the Bible, once you have received Jesus Christ, you don't have to go say, Lord, forgive me of all my sins. You sin no more. You're supposed to be sinless according to the Word of God.
Yeah.
According to the Word of God. In the book of Romans, Paul wrote to the church and said, God is not going to judge people. But you know who's going to judge? For those who did not do what they were supposed to do once they received Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's why Paul fights so diligently to us. He said, you must fight the good fight of faith. We got to press in.
Yeah.
We got to stay right. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah.
Amen.
But I will say this here. I'm going to say this here because that's the interview. I'm going to say it again. Satan is a liar. He's a snaggle liar.
Yeah.
He's a big face liar.
Yeah.
He's young ass, no claws. All he can do is roar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the devil does. Say, now, when the enemy comes up on me, since the enemy did what he did, somebody said, I will say to you what God tells me. I've got you in my hands. I'm not worried about what people think. I'm not worried.
Amen.
The enemy comes to all of us. He comes to us and he threatens us. See, the enemy gonna come and threaten. He's gonna talk about this. Well, that's all right. So he gotta pay him attention.
Amen.
I'd always ask the guys, can you block? If you can block, I'll make a touchdown. But you see, as a team, we got to block for each other.
Amen.
Everybody's going to get the championship ring.
Yeah.
Everybody. Everybody. And so I just ask us tonight to continuously to pray one for another because I know that God has a lot of work for us to do. And this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. Ain't even got started yet. I mean, I'm praying for a lady down there in Kentucky who couldn't even walk. And I'm not saying it, but I'm saying to edify the body of Christ and to let God get the glory.
Amen.
Couldn't walk enough to praise her. And now she's up walking.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
It's not about me. It's about the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Yes. It's not how much knowledge I have of God. It's do I have a heart of God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
If you have the heart of God, you can do what God said to do. Because
Amen.
Jesus stopped. And he said, who touched me? Who touched me? And he knew the woman touched
yes.
him. The Lord is with me. See, but a lot of times when we go to the law, I don't care what they say about the churches. We can do it in a spiritual way. So you can corner the devil in the church. You can corner the devil in the church. How you corner him? You corner him by not allowing him to get in the front door.
Amen.
Amen. When people
Amen.
Come in, I'm just waiting to see God. It's moving on me. I don't know about y'all, but God is moving on me. And I'm thankful to God that God has left me here to do what is good.
Yeah.
You know what? As Alan was saying, a young lady that I went to school with last week, she had cancer. And I told her, I said, get her phone number. I want to pray for her. But you know what? She crossed over. She crossed over. And somebody said, well, no, when my time comes, it ain't my time yet. And I want you to be assured, when your time is up, it's up. When my time is up, it's up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying, I'm going to take the word of God out of Genesis. I shall live a long life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
And I'm believing.
Amen.
And all that God has set up around me, it ain't about me. It's about God.
Yes.
Amen.
It's about God. And all I want to say to my beloved sisters and brothers, to those who are sons of God, remember these words. God says, I'm on my way back. Behold,
yes, Lord.
I come quickly. But we almost there. Well, you know what? I'm going to do this here. I'm going to cut this noise. Can everybody hear me now? Because I got a lot of people on mute. All right, Dr. Lewis. Dr. Lewis.
Amen. Praise God. I want to say I thank God for tonight. I thank God for all the listeners, those who have come on. I just give God the glory. And I want to say this. We must all nurture our passion for God. Let's nurture our passion for God. Let's anchor our hope in the Word of God and seek God for His will and let Him reign in our lives. Amen. I just give God glory. Thank God for the movement of the Holy Spirit. I thank God for choosing us to do His will. Just truly, truly a blessing to be chosen to do His will. And as Dr. Hunter said, we got to come together. But you know, I want to say this. I thank God for you, Dr. Hunter, because what God has placed within you to do is coming to pass. And He used you as a strong person to do
Amen.
His will. Because a lot of people couldn't have done what you've gone through and still catching the bus and still doing things for the Lord. A lot of people couldn't have gone through that. He used strong people for that kind of anointing that you have is great. And
yes.
God has
Amen.
Used you. Because a lot of people couldn't have gone through that, and a lot of people haven't gone through it, you know, and they wonder how you
Amen.
Still doing it. There's nobody but the grace of God, and I want to thank God
Amen.
For you because you're still doing
I
His
thank
will.
God.
Amen. Amen. I thank God. I thank God for that. It's an example
Amen.
For someone else. It's an example for us, for all of us. What you have gone
Amen.
Through is an example. It is an example for us. To fight the good
Amen.
Fight of faith. Keep doing God's will. That is an example. I thank God for you.
Amen. Amen. We got about 60 seconds left on there.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. It's just truly a blessing. I want to thank God tonight for Sister Chandra, Prophetess Chandra. I want to thank Him for Dr. Hannah, Evangelist Allen. Sister Coretta, and all the listeners and the true believers, and I pray that someone heard a word that would help them. I pray to God tonight, and I thank God for hearing our prayers. Amen.
Amen. Remember
Amen.
My words. I love you.
We love you. We love the Lord. We love you. We love you. We love you.
Love
you. And thank you.
and I love you. There's nothing you can do about it. So until next time, God bless you. I will see
God
you tomorrow. Peace.
Amen. Shalom. Until the next.
Good night.